We're just going to bring it in.
Good evening. It is 6:32 p.m. on May the 20th, 2015, and this is a special work session of the Kenyatta Independent School District Board of Trustees. Sonia, would you call roll, please?
Ms. Fritzi.
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
Present.
Mrs. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
And
here.
Mrs. Ibarra.
Here.
Item 2, Budget, Compensation, A, Finance. Ms. Paparsky, Mrs. Zuniga. Number 1, 2015-16 preliminary budget update.
And we will move down to the square table.
Do we need our tablets?
Yeah. If you want.
I think we got all the documents. What's up today?
Because you've seen most of it. It just has the most up-to-date as of last night. Last night numbers.
This morning. Good morning.
Close some of that. Some of that too.
It's 12 o'clock a.m. maybe.
Okay, and I was not going to go over the calendar unless you had a question on it.
I do have a question on the calendar.
Yes, ma'am.
On April the 21st, 2015, on the calendar, it indicates here, as I read it, that we met with the DAC, the Board of Trustees, the Superintendent, the Cabinet, the DAC, and the Director of Financial Services. We never met with the DAC. In fact, I don't even know who's on the DAC. So I question that and actually would like to meet with them.
The DAC did provide a report, from my understanding, the Finance Committee regarding the budget priorities.
It says April 21st.
April or March, they presented some budget priorities. And those, along with the needs assessment, they came up with.
Who were the DAC people?
District advisors.
I know.
I don't know who was on there, but I know that we didn't. I didn't personally meet with them, but Dr. Galvez had indicated that they had met with them.
Oh, that they met, but the board has never met with the DAC. That's what I'm getting at.
No, ma'am.
We did not meet with them.
And we apologize that that meeting did not happen.
Yeah, I think that going forward, that's part of the process. We need to somehow have them in attendance, even if we don't meet with them. We should have them with the recommendations that we didn't see in them.
Okay, and their recommendations are included tonight?
Okay.
And we will speak to that. But again, we do apologize that that meeting did not occur.
Okay. So that was my only question on that.
I'm sorry? Okay. So the first page is just a summary. The M&O rate, just as a reminder, is at 117, which is the maximum allowed at this point. The interest and sinking is at 0.36. It had been raised in the past, but we went through that refunding exercise so that we don't have to continue raising it. So we're going to remain at that tax rate for the coming year. The 2015...
Just real quick, do you know what our bonding capacity is?
Our what?
Our bonding capacity.
I think maybe at the beginning, Mr. Mejia had indicated maybe 30 million some time ago. I don't know if that has changed after our refunding, but that's that was his initial information. But he wanted to level it off and then be able to have that capacity in future years.
Okay, the property values at $1,886 is still the latest information that we have until July when we get the next report. Below are the calculations we use to come up with the revenues for both the M&O and the INS based on those on that value. The next page is just a graphical representation of what has been happening with both the preliminary values and the certified values.
Do you see that trend? Do you feel that will be what we see this year?
As far as, well, ours are the one that we projected is that $1,810, uh-huh. 847.
Do you think that's?
Yes. Traditionally, it has been like a 4% drop.
Okay. Is this the actual budget in regards to when you're looking at the 2014-2015 preliminary values? Does that include the amount that was predicted in last year's budget?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase the question regarding
the last year's budget for evaluation?
Last year's budget was, I believe, 1.67.
Uh-huh. That was our prediction?
Yes.
Our preliminary?
1.67 values were used.
We never went back and updated it. Uh-huh. That was a concern. We always update what our predictions.
Yes, the preliminary values were used. Mm-hmm. The preliminary values were used, and then they weren't changed to the actual certified values.
Okay, what I'm saying is last year's 2014-2015, you're saying 1.6?
Yes, I'm sorry, the 1.7. The actual certified values came down to 1.658. So we budgeted at the preliminary.
So this was last year's.
The current year that we're on, yes.
Well, the current year, but
based
this
on
was
last year's.
Last year's presentation.
Right.
You gave us 1.7.
Yes.
Anything else?
This 1.886 is as of April 25th. So that was the latest report that we have.
Okay, slide 4 has some updated information. We have the 2015 enrollment, the projected 16, and also the capacity for comparison. And the reason, part of the reason that we're showing this slide is to show that although the high school is at 92%, some of the other campuses are 53, 56, 59, and that's very expensive for the district because we still have all of the administration, the principal and AP, nurse, counselor, librarian, even though the campus is only at half of what it should, what it can actually hold. So we're looking to hopefully fill these numbers in.
You, Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
You haven't moved the staff away? Is that what you're trying to say? Or?
No,
I'm
trying to say that even though Alderethe is at 53% projected for next year, they will still have an AP and
the full administration.
A full administration, the nurse, librarian, counselor.
But it doesn't affect them, huh?
No, it doesn't affect them.
So why are we using Alderethe?
No, I was just showing you that we're only at 53% capacity.
Oh, okay.
That's all it's showing.
Capacity.
Yeah, just capacity.
It's just the capacity.
That's all it's showing. It's not.
So it's not
issuing. Yeah, it's not. Just showing the capacity.
Okay.
We haven't opened it.
Wow. No, I agree with that. Because if you look at the numbers, I mean, we're nearly half of it. And if you were just to close two campuses, everyone would be at the 75% to 80%.
Correct. And that's why we just want to bring it to your attention that this is part of the reason why this is going to be such a tough year.
That's not the only reason. Come on, now.
Okay, next page. Shows the local sources.
Can I go back to, so on the projected capacity that you're looking at, is that built out?
That is numbers of classrooms and seats.
Today, open.
So in other words, we don't have to go out in construction to get.
Oh no, this is as we are today.
So we have 53% capacity on both of these campuses without adding any, let's say we could get to the 1,200 without adding any classrooms. Mm-hmm. And that goes for the same purpose.
So we can even put two of them.
Yeah, there's something really good here.
It's not bleak.
And we need to talk about it.
It's not bleak.
No, this is so wonderful.
Well, budget-wise, it's not, but...
No, but...
Long-term, growth-wise.
And you know also, in terms of kids, you know, the kids are getting, of course it is, they're getting more one-on-one attention. So that...
I had a transfer today from Brown, coming to here. Because of this, because of 682.
Can we go on?
Yep. That was page 4.
Okay, page 5, local sources. There's an increase over last year because of the property values. And of course, once you plug that into the formula, the state goes down as the local goes up. The federal resources, that is the food service budget. And we kept food service in here is at a net zero. So we increased their revenues, but we also increased their expenditures if they come out to a zero. Page 6 is those per capita that were given out to the campuses. And then page 7 starts with the DAC priorities.
Now, with the DAC priority, what I'd like to say to the board is we looked at this and the good news is we can handle the DAC priorities without any added strain to the budget. With we might have to adjust some things, but we can come in and do this. I already talked to Ms. Pikoski about the technology, the student achievement. These things are already embedded into the budget. You know, with Ms. Carrasco, staff quality and retention. If you see, you know, the staff development focus on content area and targeted instruction, we are doing that. Ms. Rocha has, you know, which we'll bring in on June 1st. We have writing, we do have math. The employee recognition, those are the, you know, that's the employee banquet. New teacher support, we just had a graduation of sorts of new teachers last night here. We had 12 new teachers, I believe, and we had a dinner for them. They graduated as second year teachers. They were smiling. And the energy was amazing in the room, absolutely amazing. You know, chemistry, physics teachers, math teachers, it was amazing. School climate and culture, this is all stuff that's within the budget. The increase of security staff, I know Dominic's working on that with Mr. Carrillo. That's about the only, everything else is absolutely can be absorbed into the budget. So I don't want you, even though, so it's good news that the DAC priorities can fit into our existing budgets.
So there's no budget items in place.
Exactly, sir. Exactly.
Who's the DAC chairperson?
Mr. Sepia.
DAC chair.
Ms. Moreno? The DAC chair?
It's one of the parents from Jose Damian.
Yeah, Jose Damian. Tall lady.
Could we get a list of the DAC members?
Absolutely.
And who they are, you know.
Which campus they represent.
Can we start getting the minutes?
Oh, absolutely, because Sergio takes care of that.
Okay.
They only meet once, I think.
Four.
Yeah, it's four or five. Actually, they meet more than four. But so we could absolutely do that because the minutes are done. So we can just add it at your whatever Thursday packet. Okay. So members, if we can get right away, and then would you like the last minutes? Last two meeting minutes, sure.
From here on out, if
absolutely.
We can get those in our packets. Sort
no
of like
problem.
Get feedback in any other.
Good idea.
Okay, slide 9 is the budget by class object. And as you can see, the major reduction has been in the construction area, in the capital outlay and improvements. Slide 10
is the one of the budgets that we're going to be approving is for the interest and sinking for the debt service. And so the estimated revenues at $7.3 million includes prior year, the late collections, not just the current year, but also some the late collections that come in.
Collections of what?
Delinquent tax collections.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody who doesn't pay on time. So it falls into the wrong year. And also state aid, which was?
About $1 million. Estimated state aid. Mm-hmm.
Not taking into account the good news sheet over
there. That's good.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Then the debt service obligation, that's our payment schedule that we receive from Estrada Hinojosa. And you'll see that there's a slight surplus in the debt service fund. The next
Does that have any impact?
No, it stays in there. So we could use it to pay down. Only it stays in debt service fund.
Yeah,
that's in the 599. Stays there. Okay, on slide 11, these are the local, the estimated revenues, preliminary expenditures, coming down to that $1,581,000 as a shortfall. You received a memo talking about fund balance, and we'll get more into that in just a second. But the committed fund balance that has that is still remaining in fund balance. And then there was another memo on the workers' comp fund with the $800,000 in excess reserves, bringing us a subtotal of those two to $1,989,000. And then the health care costs that were approved on the 26th was a total of $511,000, más o menos. I'm sorry?
$511,000.
But this is the local, because some of the healthcare people are paid out of title or other funds. This is the amount that we're estimating will come out of local. Of course, we won't know exactly until we get all this in and crunch it in teams, but for right now, that's our estimate.
Which is significantly lower. That's a good thing.
From 1.5 to 79,000.
Okay, so yes, that brings us to a net of 79,362. Okay, so slide 12. Yes, sir.
Looking for like the budget allocations by campus and by campus.
They're not in there.
We understood the bottom line.
Yeah.
So that's what we brought the bottom line for 79,000. That's what I understood.
Yeah, the finance committee, they were getting lost because every time they change the number, they have to change it across all the campuses, all the functions, all the
things. So we can get it to you.
Yeah, we can
get
it.
The reason why I'm looking at per function or per campus is you're able to see the increase in those areas because of whether it's student enrollment and then looking at some of the functions that there was decreases in regards to.
But yes, the campuses were decreased only on per capita.
Right.
There was a decrease across the board.
Because of the decrease in students.
Only because of the, so on page six, Mr. Rodriguez, this is the same budget allocation that has been
since I've been a principal.
So, and yes, at the elementaries, yes, they did see a reduction, but that's because they went from from 750 kids to 450 kids. So, right. So that's what you saw. And this is the 199. Okay. Now we don't have, the 211, the state comp. We don't look at anything.
I'm sorry. It does include the state comp.
So
when we adopted the budget, I believe the projected enrollment was about 6,170, I believe. So right now we're projecting for next year 5,888. So that's where the main difference is. Campuses were allocated a higher amount this year because of that projected increase in enrollment this year. Versus next year, we know right now it's at 5,882. So that's why there will be a reduction within the campuses.
So not only do we estimate the increase in enrollment different, we also estimated
the taxes, yes.
So revenue. Uh-huh. Sorry, compounded the problem.
Yes.
So...
And that's not happening this year?
No, because we're giving you a more conservative budget.
Thanks. And I'm getting a flu.
And I just want to say on the
people.
I mean, we have serious discussions in regards to, I think, on the revenue side, there's only two ways. One is, of course, student enrollment.
Huge one.
So we have to look at open enrollment. And then the second is, how do we get more people, whether it's commercial or residential? But the way the funding mechanism works, when you look at an increase in the local property values, the state
takes away.
Decreases it, and it's not a one for one, it's like a one for 1.2.
Exactly.
So I just want to mention, so state comp ed, we do include the allocations there at $351.
Right,
at $351 per student. But when we do look at positions, if you do approve any positions out of state comp ed, we would have to be able to reduce those allocations. There's flexibility,
so
there's room to reduce those non-personnel allocations to be able to cover for the personnel if you so approve the state comp ed positions.
So, yeah. Let's go to the campuses.
They get stipends, so they get $20,000 each for stipends, but no additional operations. So the bulk of it is Northwest that gets the high school allotment.
In the high school?
Yes, in the high school because of the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sorry?
At the last one, but to me, I prefer to look at, when you're looking at the campus allocations, you're looking at the department allocations, you're looking at the other allocations, you can see where there's decreases in certain stuff. So the concern is, like, to me, if it's like $1,000 decrease, then I'm okay with it, but when you're looking at, you saw, I guess function 909, by the decrease of 1 million, you have.
And that one is food service, Mr. Rodriguez, and that's basically we budgeted about a million dollars from fund balance that they had to spend down. Mm-hmm. So we budgeted that this year. For next year, we're not going to have to do that. So that's where the $1 million difference is. Another one is Northwest, another $1,000,001 for the cafeteria. That's 003.
Did that one go by department, or would that go by the fund balance?
On the campus. Yes, that one's on the campus.
It goes from fund balance to the department to spend it.
So then where is the department in regards to...
Basically, what that was showing you is that they had in their budget to build a cafeteria in 1 year. And next year, they won't be building a cafeteria, so they will no longer have it.
So at the committee meeting,
there was too much being changed, like, you know.
I'll do it later.
The issue was you had so many things to change. If you changed the data, you couldn't release any disabilities at any time at date, so we requested that all the information placed on a single one sheet is an overview.
Wouldn't the change just be on the revenue side or the expenditure side, not necessarily on?
It's a ripple effect. So let's say that the revenues increase because of enrollment. So now we have to adjust the allocations on the expenditure side for the student enrollment. Also, when you think about additional money coming in from the state, all of that money will not be available for spending because part of it will be increases to spending requirements, such as bilingual or special ed or CTE.
Any
stated it's $1,189,000. Previously, we've been told it was $1,368,000 and $1,039,000.
We're going to get to the, if we can get past this page, okay. We're getting to general.
I'm on page 11.
Okay, keep that page handy.
Okay. This
is going to change tomorrow.
Okay,
no.
Where do we go now?
Okay, so you're familiar with this list. There's nothing different on this list of budget priorities.
I didn't know you wanted.
Okay, so let's go to the fund balance. Historical representation of the different categories of the fund balance and how they have moved through time. The non-spendable is basically inventory. The restricted is based on legal requirements. So that's not money that we can determine what to do with that has legal implications. The committed is the one that the board decides we want to set this money aside, and this is what we're setting aside for a particular purpose. And then the unassigned is what's available during the year to spend to meet the district's obligations. As we talked before, you see the days of operational expenditures in unassigned, and a minimum target would be 60 days, and that is just in case at the end of the year, sometimes the state of Texas will not pay the payment that is due on the last month. They will delay it, and they could hold on to it for a month. Sometimes it's been 2 months, and so we need to be able to still pay payroll and our bills during that time period should that occur. Okay, on the second page, and I was hoping it was attached for you, Ms. Earls. Okay, so you'll see here the $1,189,557 is right here, right underneath blue. So, I'm sorry, the top line is just tying back to the audit. And are you looking at 15? Is everybody looking at the 14, 15 year? Okay, so the top line ties back to the audit, and you all had received a Thursday packet information that had those totals. So we wanted to tie back to that and then show what transactions had happened in the green. Those amounts have been moved out to budgeted line items in order for district departments and campuses to spend. So those are all the negatives in red. It was the money that you ended 13 with, I mean, that ended 14 with, that during 15 was sent out to be spent for that particular purpose.
Was this? That was actually what was committed.
Because my understanding last year was to take out all the small stuff. Like, this doesn't look good for our rating agencies or anything to say we're dipping into fund balance for 50, 75,000, 40, 45, 59. And I'm glad we're actually taking it out and putting it in the budget, but my understanding was it was going to be swapped last year with bigger budget item to not have this as a
Sure, if they express any concerns on that, affect your credit rating.
No. No, the rating agencies all came back and said that it was sufficient.
So,
a bit long-term wise.
I'm still not getting a clear picture. It didn't make it. I meant 1189, but okay. When I look back, and this is for May the 14th, was the Thursday packet. we're at 1368. And then we drop down to 1039.
Okay, the 1368, yep. I believe, is only Reyes.
No. 1098 is Reyes.
If you look to the last page from 2013, 2014, there's that number right in the middle. Other committed 3545. That's just for that one.
Okay, I see your finger.
Right between the green and the blue, there's a white line.
Other committed?
Other committed. Okay, I agree with that. I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that means that for the audit, we started with this. These things were added. This one came out.
Okay.
There were a net change of this.
Okay.
To bring something out.
Okay, so then that's where I go to. There's that ending balance. We took out 59. Got this, which really that is not 59,000 difference. I don't think that's way more than 59. I lost like $3 million.
Well, no, because this says raise, then it's raise. So
okay, so okay, then that is going to be that. Okay, I'm with you there. Okay, thank you.
Okay, but to Mr. Rodriguez's point, we're getting ready to come to that process again in the year. And so when it comes to that committing for the end of the year, that's something that you could take into consideration.
Well, are we committing anything into fund balance at this point within our budget?
No, not yet.
But we could.
But we're coming to the end of the year, and so requests will be coming to you that I didn't get to spend my money this year. Can you roll it forward into next year, or can you set money?
If they didn't use it within that year, I mean, the thing is, we're closing out some of those projects. But look at how we've drawn down the fund balance from 2013 actual from 19 million to 2014 to 13 million, and now we're at 2015 to 8 million. And how much that is within the operating?
You see the down at the bottom it says how many days? We're at 45.8 days.
So we're already on a month and a half, and we're supposed to be having 3 months?
At least two.
Well, at least two. Best practice is three.
We would like 90 days would be great.
So we don't even have two. Mm-hmm. So how did we get 2 months at least for 2015?
Well, in 2015, we could not bring it back up for 15 because the board has already committed these funds and they are already being spent.
The marquee, it's a CHS lift up. We were just saying CMS and all that. I think marquee, not CHS.
No, CHS.
That was part of it all together.
We never spent it. That's right.
So that needs to go back in the fund balance.
Right. The amounts that's in blue are the amounts that you need to determine what would you like to do with that money, because it has not been transferred out to anyone to spend it. So it is committed, but it's sitting in fund balance.
So CHS marquee on there?
No, that's what we're
going to
do. I thought that's where the AMS and CMS was going to come out.
I've got it on there for that one. For the marquee, there was a marquee installed CMS and AMS. Researched the possibility of installing the marquee at CHS, but it became very difficult because it's in the city limits and close to the freeway. So what we've done is we've included that in our video surveillance plan phase 2 to be able to use those funds. We're going to put a marquee at CHS to fund the additional cameras that we're going to purchase in phase 2 of the video surveillance plan.
What I would say is all this
phase 2 hasn't been approved. It's just a plan.
So is that the 80,000?
Not for phase 1.
But the 80,000 that are here?
Yes, ma'am, I believe so.
But that would just be cameras just for CHS or for phase 2?
District-wide.
Okay.
So Dominic, you're planning to spend this money that's already designated for that project?
No.
For the marquee, but...
Yes, it's designated for the marquee. We'll be bringing forward later for the approval of phase 2 to use those funds to fund phase 2 of the video surveillance.
What we need to do is, since it's already on there, the CHS marquee, we just need to bring it back to the board so we can invite for the...
Yes, exactly. Yes, we need to do that.
We have been more stepping into continuing to do small projects from our fund balance, so it's not looking... What I would recommend is all this stuff in the blue that wasn't spent, and it's not an emergency, then it goes back into the fund balance.
Let's just say, for example, there's $15,000 for customer service training.
Yeah, this is what I was getting to. What?
The training was done in-house,
okay.
So that money was not needed. The report writer, $50,000, was for a contractor to come in and write reports, but we hired a person in technology who was able to do that for us, so that $50,000 was not needed.
Why are we hearing this report? I mean, I understand this is budget.
Because it was designated in the fund balance.
I know, but it's just good news. We need to hear it. This is great news. We need to hear it if it happens.
The $50,000, but we're not there at personnel. Does that mean, I know you mentioned a grant writer, Ms. Gonzalez.
Yes.
We could do a part-time, and I don't mean to add, but I'm just throwing that idea.
Yeah, we've all wanted a grant writer, and this could be seed money for a grant writer that, if indeed it pays for itself, could possibly, because this is only a one-shot deal for 50, that next year it will have generated enough funds to pay for its own self.
Well, Martha came up with a great idea.
Yes.
Martha, what was
that? Well, the idea when we talked about it was that we're putting those duties under the government relations officer. And I believe he's already explored some options, and so we're thinking of adding those duties under that office at least for a year and see how that pans out, and then we can come back next year and explore if we indeed need to hire somebody. But that would save us a position for this year and some of those duties.
We've done this time and again. Anna, what did you come here to do?
I understood. I came to do compliance.
And what
else? Technical assistance with grant writing.
There you go.
Yeah.
You ever wrote?
I think
we wrote a few.
Yeah, but it you were overwhelmed. Your
yes.
Day-to-day business overwhelmed, and we've done this time and again.
It takes a lot of research. It takes a lot of resources away. Sometimes those deadlines come to you within 3 weeks, and you have to put everything aside to be able to get those projects done.
And this has not been just you. Uh-huh. We've done this over and over and over again, and that's like the definition of insanity. We need to do something different to make this work, because every one of us sits here and says we want a grant writer. We want it to work. We've got everything going for us except for someone to put it together.
The hard part was that it morphed it into an external funding coordinator, which is more compliance.
Yes, really exactly.
But I think that's why I'm saying we need to call a spade that you're a grant writer. You're not also this and you're not also that. This is what you do. And if you do a really good job, you'll be here next year because your job will have paid for itself.
I just wanted to give some information on this discussion. We had met to talk about bringing grant writing into some of my responsibilities, especially now that we're looking at really ramping up the Alumni Foundation. We're looking into getting it 501c3 certified so that we can start bringing in more external funding. Donors will be likely to donate more knowing that it's tax deductible. But we've met with finance, we've met with Louise Guetta to talk about divvying up some of the grants, because some are very compliance heavy. That's not something that I'm trained for, that's not something I'm ready to take on. So we looked at seeing what's coming in, what's more corporate PR grants that I can undertake and write and not have to worry about the compliance issues. What are some that I can take off his plate? Do you need help getting partners? Do you need help underwriting this? And we can work in pairs. And then the really compliance heavy ones pertaining to education fields, federal funding,
Title.
We still take those.
Right.
So we're going to try it this year, especially as we work to really build a foundation. With that 501c3, there might be a lot of grant opportunities that we can get.
So, again, it was just a thought, but that on page 11, that 1.189?
Yeah, that is the same number.
Yeah, that's the 50,000, right? 50,000
Yes.
That's 79,000. That's 79,000, that's right.
Yeah. So that 79,000.
Page 11.
That 79,000, that difference will go up to
120.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that.
We got the 15 too.
What I say is we should stop committing so much small stuff from our fund balance. It's not helping. And you're looking at all this 50,000 and you're looking at 80,000, 5,000.
Remember, we haven't looked at these yet.
Budget priorities, that's another thing. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying is you're looking at that and this. First of all, we shouldn't be doing this.
Doing what, Stan?
Putting, you know, 40,000 for, you know, whether it's field trips, that should all be going into the M&O. That's maintenance and operation. This isn't, you know, we're in trouble and we need to go into a rainy day fund to look at operating, startup costs, you know, warranty. All this stuff needs to be taken out. And the fund balance should be used when there's an emergency. Look what we've done. We continue to add. When you look at our fund balance from this one, the actual one, to this one, it's a front page of this. I mean, we went from 2013 to having 20 million. We put land, we put a lot of other small stuff in there. We put 2014, we went 13 million, down to 13 million, and we're at 8 million. We're going to continue to drain it. And we don't even have 2 months of operating under our fund balance in case anything were to happen.
And then I also put in the memo that we're going to get dinged on the first report because you can only have a drop of 20% over 2 years, and we're well past that. And that's something that the TEA looks at to see if we're properly managing our finances.
And that's what I'm saying is it's not looking right, and we're continuing to add more, because what's going to happen if we look at your budget priorities and tack it on, we can't put that in M&O. We're going to have to delete some of that stuff, and we'll hopefully wait until we either get an increase in revenue or we get an increase in students. I mean, that's plain and simple. There's no, we can't just make up money and bring it out of nowhere.
I think we need to keep turning the pages this week.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Well, the fund balance is something serious, and what I'm saying is we should take out, if we were to take all this small stuff, put it back in the fund balance, where would it take our fund balance?
Well, you can see in the unassigned, we started the year with 7.929 million. And then these are all the items in the far right that total up to the 1,875, bringing us down to the 6 million.
So we're at 6 million?
For the unassigned. Your unassigned fund balance. Yes, ma'am.
You know, the board approves, but administration comes to us and says, we want it, we want that. If we don't have it, don't come to us. If it's not budgeted, don't come to us. Because we have all these deficits, and now where do we cut? Where do we cut? Just like at home, if you don't have it, you don't buy it.
I
cannot afford a Cadillac. I'm just saying that.
No,
seriously.
We're with you.
No, I'm using myself as an example.
Yes.
I'm using myself as an example.
The thing is, the board has made these decisions to say.
Well, that's what I was just saying. You know? We approve it, but they're the ones that come and tell us we want this, we need this, we want this.
No,
Do we have a list of all the?
Coming board directed.
The 10 million that has drawn down.
And some of it has been board directed. It's true.
That's true.
Okay. Are you on the second page?
Yeah, the drawdown is 20. It's almost going to 14 million.
Yes. This is the detail of all the drops.
I can.
During this current year that we're standing in.
If this is a drop here, do we have the drop from last fiscal year and the other fiscal year?
On the next page.
Because I would say more than half of those are for decisions.
The page behind that is the 13-14 year. once again, the green is what was moved out to be budgeted. The blue came forward to the 15 here.
I guess we could go on, but the fund balance is something serious.
I do believe you guys were with fiscal policy.
Yes.
That would address fund balance specifically, because I know Mr. Mejia, RFA, was very vocal in that.
The fiscal policy is okay if you have it in writing, but if you don't practice it.
No, completely. Well, you have to at least develop it. So now they have it developed, and it's going to address the fund balance.
We've had this policy in place where we have at least had to have 2 months of operating,
yeah, right?
It's true.
And we don't even have that. We've drawn it down so bad, and if we draw it down within the other stuff, we're going to draw it to 1 month.
You have to bring down the period.
Yeah, but. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the cafeteria, all the land purchases.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the activity bus. You're looking at, and some of them are good decisions.
Yeah,
but
are.
The thing is, we need to stop draining down our fund balance.
Well, and so. I talked to Mr. Blanco because it's a possibility that some of those things, sometimes if you need something in between bond issues, you can purchase land or build a cafeteria, some construction, and then make an agreement that you're going to reimburse the local fund from the next bond. But you have to word it correctly ahead of time.
Pay back the fund?
Right. So let's say that we had made that agreement before we built the cafeteria, we could have got that $1 million back. And so...
You have to word words of what
sort of like when we did a land purchase, when we purchased this facility here, what we did was purchase it, and then... we were paying it out of the maintenance and operations budget. Later on, we went to taxpayers, and it's going to have to be a separate item within the election to say, are you okay with paying back this and taking it out of the maintenance and operations to the entrance? So.
Well, out of the bond issue. You take,
yeah.
You pass a bond to cover, and then
take
reimburse
it out of
the general
fund balance while you replenish the fund balance.
Exactly.
By the next bond election, in this.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, so are we ready to?
So the raise money that we did not spend, which really now we realize can be taken out of the bond money, that's basically the split.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's still there, and it's.
Mm-hmm. It's
that's there.
Still
okay,
there, and you all get to make a decision on it.
Okay.
Yes,
and
that's disaster. She's ready.
Okay, if you could, maybe keep a total of, and maybe the thoughts that we've had. Dr. Gallup, we've got in that. Armando said, we're back in the show. Dr. Gallup suggested a grant, right? I mean, in the fund balance. Grant writer. We've got quite a bit from Reyes, which is whatever it is. The School of Music did not spend.
School of Music is up on top, isn't it?
Now I've got a blue one.
They have about 7,800 left.
Okay, out of their 120.
Yes.
Okay, so they did. So this 120, I'm looking right.
Oh, you're on the 14th page.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm on the 13th,
14th.
Do I need to move out?
Well,
that's all. Okay, I'm on. Okay, the 120's gone. Thank you. Okay, I'm with you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Ms. Brigham, where'd they go on their field trips?
I have a list, partial list, but a lot of it was the science museums, and a couple went to the plays. Fireman Ranch, but you know what was one a huge one, which was the middle school, CMS went to a symphony. And it was so funny because I went and got the tickets because it had to be secured by the American Express. So yeah, Mr. Paz and I went down, and we got 87 kids.
Open carry.
Yeah. What was it?
So you took the children to the symphony.
Yes. The symphony play, and I have a list, a comprehensive list going on it, but I wanted to see, I wanted to separate it from what you did to what...
What happened without...
Yes.
Okay.
Because when I first got it back, it was... And it was my error.
Okay.
I got it. I said, you know, I said field trips.
And you'll give us that?
Yes, because, but then I had to just get the funds.
So when you're just looking at it, was the 40...
45.
It was very well spent.
And everyone...
It was very well spent.
Okay. So there was no problem with Mary and Stephanie.
Boys.
What we did last year, the board committed, we felt very strongly about committing money to give the children better field trips, more field trips, get to do some more. So we gave them this $45,000, and that's what I'm asking Ms. Brigham about is, you know, what we give, what kind of bank did we give for our budget? So watch for it coming in Thursday.
Yes.
Can you give us an overview?
Yes, but what I had done is I did it blanket, and so they did it, the Title I stuff, and they did all the other stuff, so I said no. We really wanted just the
over and above.
The over and above. But I said the icing. So okay. And so I asked them to get it back to me.
Thank you, Ms. Brigham. We'll look forward to that.
Okay, are we ready for the next memo?
So I just have one last question.
Yes, sir.
All this blue stuff, can you put it back or what will be?
Well, that's what this is.
Okay.
Which one?
Memo dated May 27th.
Okay.
Option A, Model B,
Option
C.
That's the one. Okay,
so.
Option A and then Model 1.
Okay.
It's like 1, 2, B.
Because one has the 1% raise, the other one has the 1.5%. So it's just. Basically, that's the difference. Other than that, they're the same.
And I have another question. This still doesn't have the good news sheet.
Nope.
Okay, so we're still hanging on to that. Okay.
We're saying we're going to fund balance it.
Oh, we're not saying anything yet? I haven't said anything. Okay, this memo is a narrative of this same sheet. So it comes back to the...
What number is that?
Go back to page 11.
Page 11, yes. You should just provide 11 and go back to the line.
Okay, so revenues over expenditures, back to the $1,581,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, included in the revenues are $338,000 for the additional 70 students that we believe have already materialized.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the expenditure number, we have 5 instructional PEZ budgeted at $308,000.
Need PEZ.
Okay.
How many PEZ?
Five.
That's how many we get.
Did with PEZ this year?
That's how many we get. We got last year.
What'd you guys do with PEZ this year?
We used them.
How many? In what?
In positions that were being.
What type of position?
I'll have to bring the breakdown for you.
Provide us with that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm more concerned as to,
did we use them for teaching positions? Because that's what I questioned.
There were most of them were teaching positions, but we did, I believe, have some.
I think we had one.
Maybe
well, one
either
was
grants.
Yeah,
because we just approved safety like
so
a month ago.
That was more of a.
Yeah, that was the.
Weird
yeah,
thing.
The majority of the PEZ are usually used for the teaching positions, but there are occasions that we do take, since they're budgeted at $55,000, where if we've needed instructional aids or whatever, we can get 2 from there.
How many PEZ did you have this year?
We only had 5.
You always have 5?
No, well, yeah. we've had 10. We used to have 10.
I'm offended over there, Ms. Brigham.
I am very offended.
It's okay.
We've had
like
10, 12.
Before Thanksgiving, too, but I'm not going to do it.
We've had 10 or 12, but I believe last year we've had 5. So right now, being conservative, given our situation, I only requested 5.
And I would say that we put in policy, if it's going to be PEZ, that we use them for teaching positions.
Direct instructional
during the budget.
And right now we do have them budgeted under instructional.
Now, I do bring those forward.
You do bring them.
I do bring them to the board, and when if there's a need in another area, you all have allowed that. But I do come and ask.
Yes, you always. Mm-hmm. So you just instructions.
Looking at Pez and looking at our vacancy.
I think she brings it.
Well, looking at Pez and then looking at our projections in student enrollment, do we really need Pez?
We do, because during the course of the year, especially in the teaching, if we have an increase in enrollment or if the class maxes out at the 24 to exceed the waiver, then we automatically have to hire a new teacher.
For students, how much revenue does that bring?
Well, they don't. Well, 70 is bringing in about
each one is.
Well, the 70 right here is 338,414.
Yeah, about 400,000. 6,000.
Mm-hmm. So each student is 6,000. So if we get 10 students, it should pay for.
But they don't come in. They don't come in nice little packs.
But it's. No, I don't. Well, we would see them go. In other words, we would see that at the beginning, or we would see that as.
But those numbers are already in there, right?
That's already.
Those numbers are already in there.
Those five are in there. I just wanted to bring to your attention that five are in there. Mm-hmm. In case you want to do something different.
Okay. So this is five. It's in there in our budget, not in possible going into our fund balance.
No. These numbers up here, coming down to the deficit of 1,000,005,
so
already includes that.
So the new position summary is that?
Yes.
So it's talking about going into our fund balance.
Yes. Everything other than that? Yes, going into fund balance.
And one thing that you had already stated, Mr. Rodriguez, is the small, since we're not at capacity, and that's what some of the boundaries are trying to do. We try to separate somewhere where it was overcrowded and move people around. But with that, sometimes that costs more money initially because you don't have, and I'm watching every single FTE. But what that happens is now we have, if you have, let's just for math, we have 400 teachers. We have to separate those teachers now into 10 campuses. However, we might have to buy 405 to get all those rooms filled because they don't come in nice little bundles. So that's why, yes, we do need the five. And it will be, and it was real hard this year to, to get that. But anyways, just so you know, I know you had made that comment.
I agree with the instruction, but I don't like that it gets submitted to another, let's say, to a 321.
The textbook.
Well,
that they move Pez, not for non-instructional.
Well, yes.
The intent of Pez was student
enrollment.
What?
Pez for non-instructional.
We have, but I mean, it's not without their knowledge. I mean, they've been
for non-personnel. I mean, have they ever moved it for non-personnel?
No. No, it's always.
So it's always personnel.
Yes.
It's not always personnel.
But I'm saying, this is a budget time. An administration is supposed to come to the board saying this is the amount of positions we're going to need for the 4 year. Okay? And in mid-year, we shouldn't get a safety coordinator. We shouldn't get all this stuff. We should have known that, or administration should have came to us within the budget season saying this is the end. What I'm saying is from here on out, the board needs to make the decision when administration comes to us saying we need this other thing. No, that's not going to happen.
You're saying to totally increase staff during budget season?
I'm saying the intent of the PES was to increase teachers in regards to student growth.
Correct.
The budgets, when we're doing the budget, the full budget should be done with the intent of operating the district within that fiscal year and saying,
understood.
This is how many positions we're going to need at central office. This is how many we're going to need at
central office. So you're suggesting only expanding the staff outside of instructional and student growth only during budget season. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that it comes to the board and we ultimately made that decision.
Yeah.
But we as a board, we need to stop doing that, and administration needs to stop coming to us.
What Mongo's saying is what we do at budget season, ought to be what we do, and that ought to be the close.
That was in case you wouldn't ever have any budget amendment.
That's correct, too, and that is why by state desire and, you know, role, you want to have as few budget amendments as you can. But I do understand, and I agree with what you're saying, Armando, that's in a very perfect world, but with the PES, I think what we've understood what that is, and Mary could probably tell it better than anybody, the kids come.
And you have teachers.
But you may not always need a teacher.
We did that at CES.
You might need an aide.
You may need an
aide in the classroom.
But then you need bus drivers. Then you need custodians.
Another bus route like you did up here.
Yes. I mean, it's not as simple.
That's a fiscal year budget. Like if we're looking at growth, I mean, we're looking at 1, 2, 3 students within a bus route. It's not like we're looking at 30 students where we're going to be adding a bus route to each campus.
But you know what? I don't want to say, hey, this is it. It's never going to change.
Right.
Because.
But it should be your guideline.
Yeah.
Well, it's the contingency fund is what I bet. When it's all. I think it's the personnel contingency.
No, and I think that as we get done with this and I go into my area, you're going to see the new positions that I'll be recommending. And the reason that we're recommending, and it's not the first time that you all have, you know, kind of educated us in this way that we bring new positions during budget season.
Yeah.
And then the PES is like our contingency. We don't have a crystal ball. Something may happen down the road. So we have this little cushion.
You're giving yourself cushion.
Yes. And even though before we've gotten more cushion from the board, now we've got the 5, and we're willing to live with that. If you want it to be 100%, teaching positions this coming year, certainly we can abide by that. Should there be any difference, I mean, of course, we'll bring it to you and you all let us know.
Directly impact students, that's what the intent of PES was. We gave the district, when we were rapidly growing, 10 to 12, I don't recall the amount.
About that.
And we started seeing that, and you would, we need a teacher here, we need a teacher there. Okay, that's understandable, but I think what we're seeing is where the PES has become, hey, we don't need teachers, but we could use this. We could do this.
Well, and we do need sometimes instructional aides. I mean, we've got a special ed student that comes in, and there's a need to hire a special ed aide. It's in the class. It's not a teacher, but it's an aide in the classroom.
But the safety coordinator, that impacts kids.
Yes.
Well, having that person out and about and not in the office was helpful during this week.
But that should be done during when, as a superintendent, CFO, and staff should be, you know what, this year we saw these issues, we need to look at this, and this is what that budget time is about, to look at those issues and then not be in the mid-year. Because then we're going to think of, you know, when you're in mid-year and saying, you know what, I need that, then you need to look at budget season and saying, I need to put it for budget season when we're in discussion. That's my understanding of the way a budget should go.
Which is what we're doing now.
Are you done with that?
Yes.
So you're not going to bring forth any structural changes anymore?
Or any new position?
Are you done?
Possibly. Now, then we're going to say yes.
Just give him a minute.
That's
you know, that's ultimately what we're talking about.
Because to say yes now and then it happens, I'm not going to be afraid.
If
we need something, we're going to come to you. And then you say no, you say no.
Of course I'll say no.
Yeah. But to have that crystal ball.
But what I'm saying,
you're
structure, are you done?
The hospital or the hospital.
I need a rubber band.
The hospital won't take ground until it's actually built.
No, I'm just saying there's a bunch of ifs. And that's what the PES is to deal with the ifs.
Are you done with major structural organizational changes?
Possibly.
The budget isn't dealing with this.
It's the little candy
definition
thing.
It's not, okay, let me, candy. And so it's like every time we need another position, we do the little, so we call it, we've gotten used to just calling it PES, but it really isn't. Maybe we should start calling it something else. And I know I had to explain that to Martha P.
about.
Yeah, I didn't believe it when she told me that.
You'll want everything.
She even brought swaps.
But now I want one. So,
you know what? We're just trying to work. That's all we're trying to do. We're trying to do as best as possible. We're showing you the data. We're showing you actual numbers. And yeah, is it good news, bad news?
It's just what it is.
But the thing is, if we continue to do what we've done in the past, we're going to continue going down the wrong path.
No, I understand that, but now we're going off on this PEZ. Now we're going off on
My question was, the PEZ, how they're being used, is it meant, what was the intent for? Because I heard PEZ, when I came in, I understood that it was we have PEZ. I didn't understand what it was being used for. It's meant for instructional aids, and it's meant for direct impact of students for student growth, right?
That's correct.
So, as far as the way I look at budget, and just so you understand why I'm going down this path with you, is a budget supposed to give us a path for the rest of the year in terms of how much expenditures we are looking to see, and the revenues. Yes, there's always going to be the what ifs, and Dominic, I'm sure, is going to have a pipe burst at another campus, and that's where we go out and fix those things. But this should be meant as a guideline, because what you're telling me now is what you're saying, well, I don't know what's going to happen. Well, you're right. I don't know either.
I didn't say I didn't know. I didn't know.
Then everything should be on the table. So
you guys want definitive answers.
What I'm saying is, do you believe that this is the best sort of picture
with
them?
You want to sit there and judge and evaluate, and it's like, you know what?
Well, this is what we got to do. I mean, out of the three things that we have to do,
budget,
policy. I mean, quite honestly, those are the two biggest things.
And some of those in the fund balance were board directive.
Completely and entirely.
We will own that.
We will own that.
So, are you asking if they're using the PEZ for?
I wanted to know
contracted
what,
services.
I wanted to know what the initial purpose of PEZ was. Number one,
absolutely
and number two,
not.
We had so many budget amendments this year, more than I've ever had, ever. And I don't want that to happen again. I know, and that to me, it shouldn't happen. We should have at least a guideline as to this is what it is, and have the spending.
It was one of our goals.
And we also have seven new
to have fewer. I'm sorry.
That's really my only purpose for it.
Say it again. We had
seven new principals, guys, and you know it and.
And the difference in the ideas that each principal has to purchase items that they think they need, and that is the reason for all
And it's always more expensive than
it's
it is.
Not that, yes.
Not afraid of change.
And that comes to the seven.
We also have to steward the taxpayers' funds effectively.
That.
And when we're continuously doing these budget amendments, it does make us look good.
You all shouldn't be afraid to tell us. And we shouldn't have opened Reyes School last year to say, you know what, we're going to wait 2 more years or 3 years till the actual growth is there. I mean, we take both. I mean, we're already too late in the mix. But I think when you're looking at, we got to be upfront with each other, you know? Because, I mean, you're looking at the textbooks yesterday, you're looking at the insurance, you're looking at possible raises, which I don't think we could afford. I would love to. You're looking at this list where she gave us. Now the facilities master plan, you're looking at, it's just, it keeps on adding, and it's taking us into a deeper hole.
Yeah, I would agree. But then we have to stop. We have to make a decision ourselves.
Well, that's why I'm being upfront to say, hey,
do we need a marquee?
It's a two-way street.
Oh.
Okay, so why are we bringing up the ideas about opening or not opening?
I don't know.
Because so let her keep rolling. Just
let her
keep rolling. Let's see what she's got to tell. So what I'm reading at the top of the page, we're $1.5 million in the bucket.
Yes.
By the bottom of the page, or mid-page, that has been reduced to $79,000.
Yes, but it's using your fund balance. Oh. And I just want to make that clear. It's using all that's in the blue.
But your, not new fund balance. It's using the old
committed
fund balance. Committed.
If we use a committed fund balance, it takes us to 6.
It's already been used.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, because you already started the year with 7.9.
That is not, I mean, that's risk of, next year we make the same decisions, make 3 million, when 3 million on a $55 million budget, we should just
be going to the 60 days. Go buy that allocation. He wants to know how much would be 60 days worth.
How much is 60 and how much is 90?
What? 13 million? I'll close the rest to 60 days.
To run the school district for out of pocket, it would be $19 million.
Okay. So 2014, $8 million.
That's close to 90 days. 2012.
Wow, that's putting us really close.
Time.
I see what you're saying.
It's based on expenses
at that time. So right now, can you divide this one back?
That's what I'm saying, right? We don't have the money.
973 divided.
And that's why I wanted to wait on the other issue. But we've already made that decision, so we have tough decisions on this other stuff.
No raises.
60 days.
Okay, so this one, are we done with it?
7.9.
No. Nope, she's still going through it.
I'm sorry, we were just looking at what was 60 days.
60 days is how much?
7.9 million.
7.9 million, thank you.
That's good to know.
You get a pen.
Here's your mail.
At current year expenditures.
So 60 days fund balance is 7.9.
So what do we have right now?
6.
45.8.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, fund balance, not days.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right now, we're going to end the year at $6 million unassigned.
Okay.
Based on what has already been budgeted for during this year.
So the $6 million is including the $1 million.
The $6 million is what you ended, ended last year. And then all of these items, the additional money for the cafeteria, let me see, we have AMS gym construction. All comes down to $1,875,000?
Yes, $1,875,000,
which brings us to the $6,053,000.
Okay. And
can I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
This is assuming that we break even in 2015. This is just taking the $7,009,000 that we started with, minus what the board approved. And that brings us down to the $6 million.
Okay.
Okay. So we know that there is a shortfall this year because of the revenues that were over. So this is the $6 million is saying that we break even in 2015. So pretty much this is the best case scenario.
So that's with okay. Let me see if I read the one. This. Runs down to the bottom, 653, right? Is inclusive of this?
No.
This stands alone.
That
still.
Stands alone. It's in that. So that's in the committed area.
So that is what Armando would like to 1.189 add to the 6053, which would bring us to
7.2.
Within shock.
Right.
And so we would have this large fund balance.
Not large.
We need to have.
What is it that we need for 60 days?
That's
7.9.
And what is it that we need for 90 days?
11.9.
We're nowhere near that. We're at that. Okay. We've got our initial bond.
And first?
2011. That's what we got.
So, yes, you could, to answer your question, you could say. Administration uncommit this money and it would move over into the unassigned. That is one option.
Okay.
That's what I would recommend.
And the money being.
What do you recommend?
That we just do stuff, we put it all on unassigned. So that way we at least stay within the 2 months.
The Marquee, the UA Fund, pre-K Reyes, customer service training, reporter, writer, contractor, inventory, and sign
fund. Oh, no, you're going too far with the inventory.
Yeah, no, it's not inventory.
Just the 1.1.
It's just the blue.
Yes. So are we looking at that 13.14 or the 14?
Just this one. We're looking at the 14.15.
No, I got it.
Just those first four columns, which is committed, yes.
Only the committed.
The committed that wasn't used.
Right, because...
The actual, the 1.1 right here.
The 1.189? Right, the non-spendable is inventory, there's nothing for us to do with that. Same thing with the restricted.
You were still going through this sheet?
Unless we're, unless... I mean, these are the options, I'm coming to this, to, just, the only difference down here is that the healthcare is not in here because it's already, was already approved. So we took that off the menu, the menu item.
So...
We're at 79,362, and if we go down and add these, that 1.1952 for option A is what we would have to move over from fund balance.
I would ask you.
If you want to have
she's
to
do just trying to get them online or something for free with the grant.
You can't. You pay just as much online as you do for
credit.
Unfortunately.
The facility master plan?
Yes, sir.
So I know we're already talking about that, and it's actually on the agenda tonight. $400,000. I mean, I know that it's going to steward our future bonds in a better way and give us direction, but I mean, at this time, looking at what we have, I honestly have to look at that and say, is this something that we can hold off on because of...
Of course it is, because we just looked at our numbers. Our schools are empty.
Yeah. Well, it's not that they're empty. I do think we need to evaluate, and that's the one thing that...
But we've got time.
We got time. It's just I'm more concerned about having current bond projects continue forward when we have some outstanding issues with pipes bursting and facilities going to heck with this facilities master plan. It's really going to give us an overview of what we need to do. But
it will just postpone, in my opinion, the upgrades to the facilities that are in need of updating. There are certain facilities like CMS, and they're continuing to age, so it just postpones that end. And also, in addition to postponing this project, the cost of which it's going to take to make
the increase
in the future will also increase. So it is, it's not at a, let's just postpone it, no loss at all. There are some indirect costs that are associated with postponing this phase. I certainly can understand the predicament of it. But in my opinion, we don't have a clear direction where we're going with facilities. We haven't, we've been able to open, we're going to be opening a Reyes campus that we're talking about right now. We maybe shouldn't open, but that was because of the lack of proper planning.
Correct.
And so if we're going to postpone the facility master plan, that would come with the agreement from all of us together, indicating that we're not going to make any changes with our facilities. We're not going to make any changes.
So you see what we see. Do you see what we see here?
Yeah, yes, I see that.
Well, we have two campuses that are 53%.
Yes.
And we have our high school at 92%. I mean, they're crowded.
Right.
I have to look back and say, is a facility master plan a priority at this point? I want it. You know I want it. I've always been a proponent of it, but it just doesn't make sense if it's one of those nice to have without need to have.
The other consideration that has to be made is that the community that we're in is growing tremendously. And
yes,
although it is slowly getting there, there is a development happening all around us. There's a new hospital coming in. There's developers that are hounding us, literally hounding us. Where do you want to buy land? Where do you want to buy land for your new school? You need to give me a clear direction. Because if not, then they're going to move on without us. And without a clear facility master plan, I can't give them that information. I can only guess. And what happens when we guess is we open a brand new school that maybe shouldn't have been open. So I'm a little hesitant that I'll be held to make decisions. They may not be in the best interest of the district because I don't have the resources necessary to make those decisions. So that's my argument, why a facility master plan is really the driving force of what we do for Conifield. But I understand what we're talking about here too as well. I know that there's some needs that may outweigh this, but this is certainly one that has to be considered as a very high priority for the district.
But we don't have to spend $400,000 today. Our enrollment, with our projections, with the way the man broke all of this down, we could spend $100,000 this year, correct? Maybe 125.
talk, we can ask that question later on the agenda to this individual who will be on the call. There is a way of postponing some of what this facility master plan is. And over a period of time, facility master plan doesn't drop. You know, we say go, the next day they're going to charge us the whole 100,000. It's over a 120-day period that they'll be doing this. But can we extend it to 300 days? Can we extend it to happen towards January, happen into next fiscal year? Certainly we can do that. And we can talk with
the state about that.
Those are, you know, some considerations. Yes, yes. It isn't needed right now. It's needed for our district. If we're going to grow, and we are going to grow,
of course we're going
to
grow.
We need to grow in a proper
way. We're talking about taking $400,000 from fund balance. There's no way we could use that bond because obviously the bond's already.
Well, that's the other thing is that there are bond funds that will be remaining after the Reyes campus is completed. We have spoken with CPAC preliminarily just to ask for their opinion of what they would. Well, they would say if we were to use bond funds to fund the fund balance. Isleta, El Paso, and the Peninsula District Support had all used bond monies to pay for the facility master plan. That's certainly a possibility for us. I would say that would be the best spent money in our bond program than what we've spent in some of the projects that we have done in the past. And I think that's a real possibility for us. I don't know why we couldn't consider that.
Looking at the 327 in contingency.
That's just owner's contingent. We still have contractors.
How much are we looking at, like, is there anything else coming out in the next couple of months saying we need to pull this out of contingency?
No, we don't know.
We don't
other
know.
Other than the possible or the
pen of
no, it's always better.
There's pipe first. So right now we've got not only owner contingency of $327,000, but we also have about $300,000
So let's
just say round number.
Let's talk about the
at the end of the project, we'll probably have about.
Did he just say the F word?
He's in the F word.
So we're right now. We've got about $600,000. Let's just pretend we're going to knock off. We're going to spend another $200,000 at worst, and we'll be at $400,000, $500,000 remaining in contingency coming back to us from Reyes. So there are funds there. In addition to that, at Pinocchio Middle School, there's about $100,000 remaining there. There's other projects, bond district-wide, that there's balances. We've always been talking about when we finish a project, we need the funds in that project. And we haven't touched
on that. So he has a better direction for this. What do you guys think?
And, I said we pull it out of bond.
Yeah. And one of the things, I have to agree with Dominic as far as trying to find that land. Because I'm telling you, we have to be very judicious on where we purchase what we purchase, and it has to be with a facilities plan, because we know so much is coming at us.
We've got to protect the assets that we have there. We've got millions of dollars in assets, and we've got to protect them. We've got to make sure that the students are being educated in a facility that's just as comparable to the other school districts.
Which we
and
have.
If we don't do that, we're going to see that our community is not going to be happy with the way our facilities stand. And if we don't plan for that future, it's going to be a big detriment to us.
But so, I think
funding it through bond is certainly
a viable option. Very viable. We can essentially say
and
we can pull out
for through the bond in smaller increments. There's not
in phases.
That, yes, in phases.
Well, definitely like
that. We can begin in February, January. I don't know when the weather is nice.
I think by February, we're closing out Reyes by
July 17th.
We could pretty much, and I think
we need to seriously consider doing that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's the one thing that really popped out. I think, in opinion, to
bring CPAC along with us, we need to explain to them that this is a very good option. For them to
He's
consider,
drugged.
To bring them along, because they for some reason have a bad feeling about it, but this is a great way to spend taxpayer money to plan for the future.
And there's also a demographer piece.
That what they're expecting is leftover money goes to leftover projects. Right? And so we need to reconcile those leftover projects with the money and then come up with something leftover, which we will.
Right. In my opinion, some of the projects that remain to be completed that we can definitely postpone aren't necessarily projects that are in hold of other critical need items. As an example, last year we had the domestic water line break Why haven't we ever replaced the domestic water line in Casa Damian? That's a critical project that the facility master plan have identified.
Yes, we're going to
move. So we get other domestic water lines, replace it other
400.
Campuses. We don't complete a canopy at one of our campuses at high school. So we replace the domestic water lines when in high school. Now that's a good use of taxpayer money. So we've got to explain that to
just like concrete and asphalt. I mean, we have to make better decisions, long-term decisions. Not it looks prudent.
Speaking of that water line,
exactly. I think we need to start talking about that bias.
ODA's 5 acres of land.
So we can talk about that 400,000. Bye-bye.
Yes. I wrote bond next to it. I guess that was the concern, is whether or not we could convince CBAC and whether or not that would influence you.
Well, it's our decision, and we're going to have to make a decision.
Absolutely.
We're pressed up because once you look at how much we have available, we have 45 days. I mean, that's what we have funded.
I'm saying the CBAC is okay at one of their campuses.
Yeah, they look at anything goes to Davenport, they're okay.
It's your decision.
This is a major investment.
Okay.
So decision. 400,000 will pull up.
Yeah.
Okay. We got it.
Okay. And
we should go.
Did we already hear the fund?
No, we haven't. She just presented A, B, and C, and that's when I asked about the 400,000.
So we can take the 400,000 out because we found a better way to do it.
1552 is option A, 2066 is option B, and 2182 is option C.
What was A, Adrian?
A is 1552.
And B, 2066.
2066, and C is 2182. Yeah.
Where did you get those numbers?
I just backed out the 400 and I just took out this from there.
From all of them?
Yeah, because it's the same line item cost.
Yeah, he's correct. He's good.
I use my calculator. No, she's not going to be down. It's okay.
So the Reyes new positions, let's talk about them. These are...
Okay, she just...
Well, all of this is coming out of fund balance.
Okay, so the Reyes positions could come out of our bond money. No.
I'm sorry, out of our what? Not the positions. Out of what?
No, only the FF&E, no positions. Okay. So these we're going to have to pay whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are your positions again this morning?
No, the Reyes positions.
That's the principal,
assistant principal, librarian, nurse, resource teacher, custodian, attendance clerk, custodian.
Where is that listed?
It should be in your packet, but I've got copies for you, and Carlos is passing them out.
Carlos is passing out?
Huh? So did you already go through the positions, or do you want to
they just started
asking. Is it now over
right when you left?
We're going?
No, we're still going. Okay. New positions.
So the new positions for Reyes: assistant principal, librarian, nurse. I need
librarian.
Resource teacher, PPCD. So that's two special ed teachers. The attendance clerk, a lead custodian. The assistant lead custodian, a food service manager, an assistant manager, three custodians, two grounds and maintenance, and one instructional coach. The food service here, I guess when I go through my part, I'll let you know, but they're funded differently. The food service and the instructional coach, everything else is local. And
so you have 501-411. That's what you're saying, minus the food service and the instructional coordinator.
Yes.
But on this list of Reyes new positions, I got 561.
Yes, because they included the 12% benefits. So that's about that. Yes. So that's 60,169, which is the 561-580.
This maintenance and groundwork, so what we're talking about, remember I had that discussion.
Yes, that you said add them to Reyes.
Because it's an added expense.
Yes. Right. So those are.
Anything else that we're not adding in here? This is everything, right?
That's everything that
all
we need for now.
All
other positions have been covered with internal transfers.
I have a question. There is no guarantee at that campus?
We're not. What we're doing is a parent liaisons. They're going to be shared with the campuses. So we're working a shared arrangement with the campuses with our current staff that we have.
But let me tell you why. So eyebrows go up. Okay. Why we're doing that is because we're sharing, because we're going to have three targeted assistant schools in a very near future. Targeted assistant schools, you have a reduced, that's the whole idea, with, you know, one of the things when we did the boundary changes. So what we're looking at, and we're doing it with a couple of positions, the parent liaison, we have switched, we have split them, and what we can do is we will monitor it, we'll see how it goes this year. We knew we're in a budget crunch, and what we're going to do is we also have to get used to living with a little bit less in Title I, and parent liaisons are funded out of Title I. The three main schools, rather than say, okay, Reyes, which is a new school, and Garcia and Jose Damian, you don't need them. What we're going to do is we've come up with that, you know, the ones closest together that we're going to put together. And we're going to see how that works. We'll be honest with you. We're going to see how it works. And we're also doing it with the
Science lab aides,
and we're also doing it with the LPAC. Now, let me tell you what we're doing with the LPAC, so you don't, okay. None of this is good. None of this, it's just that we had to look at where get the most bang for our bucks. Okay, now, what we didn't touch is DDE, BCE, and CES, because they have a large, huge number of ELLs. So we're going to keep those resources where it's needed. However, we have 378, don't quote me on the numbers, I can get you the exact numbers, of ELLs at, like, say, CES. We have 110 at Garcia and 105 at Jose Damian. So we can take that number and put it between the two because, you know,
it's an equity model.
It's given the resources to the campuses that have the at risk, and we have to get out of the model that everybody is the same.
So we're gonna try that for this coming year again, given the situation that we're in, and that's what we're trying to do to garner some savings with the positions.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. In regards to, everybody should be closed out. Well, it's getting close to closing out budgets. Have we run a report to see how much money is left that people haven't spent?
And actually, do you want to speak to that?
Go ahead.
Okay, yes, we have looked at that. As far as salary savings, we looked at it's about 1.6 million in salary savings. We stopped allowing requisitions as well for the supplies and other accounts. Right now, we're looking at about 300,000. But some of those also include some of those commitments that were already budgeted but had not been spent. So we have another deadline next week for everything else. So all requisitions should stop next week, and we hope to see that as well. Okay. To
so
see what other savings.
What is it, the beginning of the week, middle of the week, end of the week?
I'm sorry?
So the deadline.
The 5th.
And that's the final deadline?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll get a clearer picture to see how much that could increase.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or even pay for, let's say, the dual credit, some of that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, like Ms. Perkarski mentioned earlier,
the textbook at all.
We do have a shortfall as far as the revenue side. So those expenses that we're saving on is going to offset.
We're trying to balance out 15.
Yeah.
So in your April financials, there was an estimate on salary savings. Mm-hmm. When you get the May one, we're going to look at this right-hand column again and see what the savings are in other areas.
So how much are we looking at closing? How much do we need to close the gap?
Well, and
about a million right now.
The expenditures for, if I look expenditures versus revenues, mm-hmm. and not at budget, because
no.
the variance from budget is different.
Well, yeah, let's look at the actual.
The year-to-date revenues are at 43.4 million, compared to the expenditures at 44.4.
43.4 million?
43.4.
So we're off about a million.
Versus then, 44.4.
So we're just going to be over it if we recapture.
I'm sorry?
So we should have some recapture.
No, the revenues are at 43 and the expenditures are at 44.
But that's not including the 1.1, whatever it is on salary savings.
1.6.
Right?
The 1.6 and then the 300,000 maybe
okay.
more.
Okay, it's just that the 1.6 is versus budget. We're 1.6 under budget.
Wow.
Not
so it's not really a savings.
So we're still. Yeah.
It's versus budget, not actual to actual.
How much actual revenue did we receive, and how much actual expenditure?
Those two numbers I just gave you.
We're off by a million.
So the savings and the cutoff of our actual budget.
Okay, actual or budget? We're coming in under budget, but we need to come in under budget on both sides because we know the revenue is going to be under budget. We need to make sure that the expenditures are under budget as well. So right now, that $1.6 million she's talking about is under budget on the...
On actuals, right now, we're at a deficit of $1 million.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On your new position summary, you have 384, 913, but it doesn't total up here. Why is that?
It does total because Martha double checked me.
Double-double-checked?
I'm looking at the yellows. Did you only do the yellow?
No, I did.
If you look at what I gave you here, Reyes.
Yeah.
The
Reyes is fine.
The Reyes is all this top here.
Because the new position summary has 384,913.
Yes, and it's all the yellows.
Right, the SCE will be adjusted.
Yes, so what I'm going to, if you look at it, okay. On the back page, the SE funding, the Title I funding, and the food service. All of those that are highlighted.
They're grouped together.
Yes, all of those that are highlighted in that color, mm-hmm. those there's funding for. There's funding for those positions. So right now the concentration on the budget is on the local funds, and so it's all the yellow. Everything that's in yellow, that's going to impact
the budget.
The budget, because we're looking at local funds.
Still at 243,671.
And 12%.
So it's 343,671. It's 41,240. It's 384,911. So for those positions, Mr. Medina, for those positions, we were asking for three more additional custodians to add to the pool. We were asking for one diagnostician, an English teacher for Canutillo High School. We were asking for a math teacher for Northwest Early College. We're also asking for a 0.5 ALS secretary and a counselor coordinator.
Is it a new position or is it a replacement position? Because didn't we just remove a math position at Northwest?
It's a new position.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we take this.
So we can take it in sections when we look at it.
How it goes?
Not necessarily.
It's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just numbers.
I'm saying we should prioritize this as to what it should be, and then once we get a clearer picture in regards to 5 days from now, the legislator's going to close, mm-hmm. and then the first plan scrapped out, which means we're
right.
probably going to get more money.
1759 went by the wayside.
Yeah, that we'll probably get more money than those actual numbers because now it includes the formulas that benefits Coral more than us, that are going to benefit us better than what ACOG was proposing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that my segue to go into the...
Yes,
no,
please.
No, I think I figured it out. I'm good.
Good
for you.
Can I have a question mark that I found a question?
Yes.
On this one, going back to this, it has custodian and then maintenance grounds worker uh-huh. for Reyes.
That's correct.
Are you going to be assigned to Reyes?
Three of the custodians.
Yeah, you need custodians for Reyes.
No, I know that, but it says maintenance ground workers on Reveilles?
Yes, because Mr. Medina had requested that we, since we're opening a new campus, we are going to need some more. Dominic had asked for more grounds and maintenance, and because of the new campus, then they're not assigned to Reyes, but they're going to be working with the Reyes, and so we need to.
But they're not assigned to
Reyes. No, they're not assigned to Reyes.
It's
now,
just added into
the
pools. Now they're not assigned maintenance.
No, they're assigned to.
They're assigned to Dominic.
It's
a pool.
Because they're listed on the Reyes.
Yes, that was a request from Mr. Major, to add them to the Reyes site.
Going, sort of what EPIC has going our meetings videoed. And we talked about that we would bring it back up in the budget, and I just wanted to know what that projected amount on the video. We remember we were looking at the money and we went to CMS and AMS. The money to.
You wanted to put video cameras in here and not only put cameras to record it, but also to make it available online.
We have no money.
Yeah. Well, that's what. How much was that cost?
We're cutting money.
So there was a proposal received for search to work.
But give him the memo.
Well, that's
the
memo.
They were just crying about all the small.
Yeah, that's another.
Well, I mean, Kids Excel is and all this other stuff.
It's good for kids.
Yeah, but that's good for our community because if there's not a meeting that. You know,
that they couldn't get to because they're all just busted.
Well, that or that y'all have to be on vacation, and you know, then it's accessible for others to see.
You know what I'd like to know?
I just want to know the cost because
I think it was $100,000.
No, it was $27,000.
It was more than $100,000.
What was the cost
for this room?
Just this room.
It was $15,000 for the upgrade of a certain projector, a camera,
some
television screens. But for just the video and the web streaming was no more than, I'd say, $5,000 for that one.
So I would like to see if we could just get that in a Friday packet. Because $5,000 is nothing to compare.
Can you do me a favor when you go out and provide that information? Find out, who else does one?
EPIC has
one. Can you find out usage? Because you're talking, you know, two different animals. Let's say there's
and then
a pair
you've
of
got storage.
Storage. Is there a way you can find out the usage of that? Yes, that'd be great.
At
any of the districts that currently videotape or something? Yeah, because if they have a district of 80,000.
Okay, guys, you know? Yeah, we got a whole list of priorities that we
exactly.
Can't fund.
No, I'm not against those, but I want to look at the entire
sure. Look at it.
But let's try and get some money to fund what we've got here. Let's focus on the task at hand before we get bigger.
Well, during the year, that's what we talked about. You all recommended to look at it during budget season, and that's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
We're at 1552.
And that's with no raises for anything.
Well, that's kind of where I'm going.
I have to tell you that in our financial statement from Estrada y Navas, or Navas Estrada, this was specifically, they gave us the 1.5 as what they felt we could do this year for a raise, looking at our financials, looking at everything we had.
That was a snapshot in the middle of the year. Now we're looking at a severe deficit. We're looking at $1 million. Actual deficit. Plus, our fund balance is, you know, we're depleting it. And, you know, the more that we.
But it was the same fund balance when they looked at it in March as it is now. It's
advice on the budget, my understanding.
It wasn't advice on the budget. It's written in there that they felt we could give a 1.5% raise for our employees this year. It wasn't budget advice. So.
But based on what? I mean, based on what?
You'll have to call them and ask them. I don't know what.
Can you find out?
Based on.
See if that was even a recommendation. Can you find out? Because
definitely.
Quite honestly, it doesn't sound something like that they would have any input or sort of back end on it. If anything, to increase it without really looking at our position. Because one thing that they did say was get a fiscal policy. That's the number one thing. We got a nice fiscal policy. We're going to start implementing it, and we're going to monitor it.
This is written. They've written this. It's on. It's at the top of a page. I don't know the page number, but it's at the top of the page, and it's at the right-hand side of the paragraph.
That's probably when
and
we were talking to our rating agencies.
I think
he did come back, but it, you know, I still dubious of that direction.
I will check with them.
Thank you.
So, Reyes.
Okay. I'm sorry, Reyes is in, I believe.
Are we voting on that now?
On what?
What?
On the Reyes. He's asking me if Reyes is in.
No, but I know
they're
are we voting on this on the on the budget side, or are we voting it on, because she's got it listed as two separate agendas?
Well, what I would recommend is that we prioritize that list.
The textbook adoption?
Yeah,
we prioritize the textbooks.
The list. It's already included in here.
No, I'm saying, and when we start getting a clearer picture.
It's already clear.
No, well, it's clear that we're getting in the hole even more. What I'm saying is, once we get the actual revenues and our certified values in regards to the expenditures.
Wait until July.
The end of July.
Okay, that means that we don't approve the budget.
Yeah, no. We don't get a budget. What I'm saying is, we start saying this is the list. When this money comes in, then this is where
we fund them accordingly.
Yes.
In order.
Yes.
And as far
as you pull,
yes.
So as far as compensation,
okay. So I have one last memo.
Yes, we have one last memo.
No, 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 no.
No,
you're
not. I'm in the same age.
Hands up, girls.
Okay, last memo from Renee.
There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody, the good news.
Okay, because I'm going out on a positive. Okay, this is information from today. Okay, everything else is from yesterday. This is from today.
No.
This one. It says government relations.
Thank you. Yeah, gracias.
Okay, this is hot off the press. The basic allotment went up $100 per student.
Yes.
What does that mean to us?
580. Calculated. Because we're at 5882 5882 times 100 times 0.93 88 half a million. Is that right? So those kids brought us money. Go ahead. Okay, so the high quality print pre-kindergarten program will not take effect until school year 17.
And that's a grant, so we have to apply for it.
Guy's name is Dan Huberty. Like Puberty. It's getting late, sorry.
I'll remember that.
Okay, this is the good news.
This is
the good news is the NEPA. Okay, it's for opening a new school.
This is real good news.
They had told us earlier that they were not going to fund it for 16. And I got an email from TEA saying that my wish was granted and that they are going to fund it.
Well, so, is this the program that they will be testing pre-K kids?
Oh, sorry, I moved on.
High quality.
The high quality kinder, pre-kinder, and Renee, I went to him and said, could he, and he, excellent job, he got on it right away. What this is we're going to be absolutely put in for this. And this is because you have to definitely go through the PEAMS. They have to be eligible. We audit 100% of our kids. We don't even let kids come in.
But are pre-K and
going
to have to be tested?
This is just 130 million set aside.
No, it's high quality. It's high quality. It means they have to be text-based. It's, you know, which is all is developmental. Yes, it's developmental. We're going to more than qualify for this.
Are we going to test pre-K?
No.
Thank you.
We're going to have to test for eligibility. Yeah. That means we have to check if they have food stamps and they have low income.
Fun.
Okay. Sorry, but that's
money.
My job.
Money.
That's
money.
My job.
It's money.
It's
like money.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you. Let's let Ms. McCarthy tell us about the NIFA.
Okay, so the NIFA is $250 per student the first year, and then $250 for each additional student in the second year. So we estimated 125,000. I think we're at 120, depending on what the enrollment is at Grace.
The opening enrollment. Yeah.
Because we're opening up a new campus, they're going to give us money.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's open some more.
Yes. So as you
see, do we get extra? 125.
The instructional material allotment, the one that we spent out this year. So it's going to increase next year. We're hoping that there will be a September payment, but of course, we're not sure yet. And I have to...
Which would offset our 286, correct?
Exactly.
And if there were a payment, what would you just take an estimate of thinking that would be for us?
I think in previous years, there was around 250,000.
It's about a quarter of a million.
Okay, so that we could possibly think we're going to get 250,000 in September to offset this.
I would say it's probably more in October.
October?
On NIFI?
No.
No, we're already beyond that. We're on IMA.
Okay,
IMA.
Get caught up, okay?
I'm trying to figure out how much this is really going to impact the deficit.
So...
Well, I do have that number for you.
Okay. So October, that could be a possibility.
It could be September. Okay. It could be October. We're just
could
waiting.
Could be never, but theoretically...
No, we do think it's...
Yeah. Okay, good. And then...
The last one is the golden penny yield going up from 61 to 74. So then we can use this to go back and try and do another projection for multi-years. But and to answer Mr. Medina's question, when you put this into the formula, it's $1,384,000.
Of actual money that we will get, $1,384,000.
Is for the
possible.
Everything except the NIFA. The NIFA is the $120,000.
So 1384 is for the golden penny yields?
It's mainly for the
$100.
The $100 per
kid. It's a kid.
So the basic allotment is the 1384.
Plus.
The children.
Okay. It's everything.
Back it up.
Yes.
Basic allotment is 588,200, right?
Yes, but the formula is not that simple.
Okay, let's just do half a million. Right?
Yeah.
Make it a lot easier on everybody. The high quality pre-kindergarten program, how much money?
That's not next year.
125,000 for the NIFA.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're at 625, and you're saying that IMA and the Golden Penny are going to give us more above that? How much for the IMA?
The IMA is 250,000.
250 this year?
Approximately.
That's for tax money.
September, yes.
Okay.
We're hoping
and the
September.
Penny yields are going to give us the remainder?
Yes, but the IMA is not in the $1,000,003. So I'm saying a million.
My number is 875.
You're saying excluding NIFA, not the IMA.
Yeah.
So
I have a NIFA number.
You said
and I have an IMA.
So not the IMA number?
I have a NIFA number and I have an IMA number.
Okay. What's the NIFA number?
New facilities allotment.
The NIFA number I have is 125.
IFA. And
the
EMA
is 250,000. Mm-hmm. So the basic allotment and the pennies together are in the same formula.
So you brings that.
That's 875. That's the $1,000,003, not when you put it into the formula.
It's the formula.
Because
the increase in penny yields is how much?
It's a formula. It's going from 6186 to 7428.
The way the formula worked, if we went in the golden pennies is pretty much when we went out for the rollback, right? Or the TRE.
I'm not sure. I don't.
So
I'm sorry?
The TRE, the golden pennies?
No. It's basically
it's Austin. Isn't that the Austin?
So you're saying we're
in the 83rd percentile?
I think that's what it is. Is the one where it keeps us even with Austin.
So if it was a TRE, the first time we went out for the election on the TRE, if it would have passed, every dollar we would have raised, the state would have given $2.
Remember that?
Yes.
I remember that.
The following election that we lost again,
uh-huh.
For every dollar that we raised, the state was going to give us $1.50.
I remember that one too.
The election that we passed was the one that if
one
we
four.
Raised a dollar, the state would give us $1.
One
so
four.
If we would have passed our first election,
yep.
We would have been...
Sitting pretty.
We would have.
We can add 1384 to all these numbers,
yeah.
Right?
But you may add it, but please, there's a disclaimer.
What?
Saying that the legislature is still out. They have yet to finalize the state's budget appropriations. However, state delegation believes it is safe to consider many of these figures. So, I do not have this money in my hand. The ink is not dry.
But that just clears our deficit.
No.
Well, not clears it.
No. Not at all.
So we still have another million.
Is about 168,000 or short?
168,193.
So, that sounds much, much more palatable than 1.5 million.
Correct. Yep.
And that's with everything funded.
But the,
yes, I backed out of the city master plan.
No, you shouldn't have this. We're still
not this
estimated revenues over expenditures.
So, wait. Yeah, that was, no, 1.5.
Thank you, Dr.
Adrian took out the master plan, so we did 1.5 and 1.384, and you get about 168.
So we're at 168 for option A, 168.493 for option A. For option B, we're at 682.493, and for option C, we're at 798.493.
I'm sorry, what else did you take out besides the facilities master?
That's it.
That's it. I took the 1952 mm-hmm. and I backed out 400,000. Very simple, it's 1552. Then I backed out another 1384 based on what you just told us.
Oh, okay.
That gives us the 168,493 based on option A, no raises. Option B, a 1% raise. That means we would have to dip into fund balance for 682,493.
David's number, this one.
That's the least amount that we can dip into. Well, technically, no, it's 168.
Page 11, right?
Yes, sir.
That 1.5 is not including that sheet, right?
Correct.
Is that including the
1.5? The 1.5 does not include what's at the bottom.
So, we're still 1.5 million in the hole.
Yes, but he's considering the 1.3.
Futuring?
No, we're talking about this blue sheet on page 11.
The page 11, the blue sheet. Our estimated revenues versus our expenditures were 1.5 million in the hole. That's not including this sheet, right?
This sheet. Right, this sheet starts off with the 1.5.
Negative.
And then you need to pick from this menu. But as you stated, there could be some things that could be delayed till we find out more about registrations, first week of school.
What I'm saying is, if we pick option A, about $3 million in loans, with the state funding, we would be about 1.7 million.
If you take the 1,581 and add the 1552, yes, that would put you at 3 million. And that is putting that $1,989,000 back into fund balance.
So, Martha, could you?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
We got a lot of information tonight, and you know the brackets are getting closer. We're getting there. It's better than it sounded. Could you, with these new calculations that you've given to us? We need to have another update. This is, I mean, we're on the path, correct? Yes. We're not at the destination.
We're not at the destination.
Okay. Increase, but what's
and you're off 487,000 for the health.
That's already taken into account.
Correct.
Right. So could you come back and give us this
a new
paper,
summary,
but add the good news? And give us a new summary.
What's campus facilities?
Sorry.
What's campus facilities and district-wide facilities?
Remember,
so
we offered up
to... Because
he was limping.
The campus improvement allocations.
See, he's not limping now.
Okay.
The other one is a contingency fund for us in case we have some type of emergency that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
We spent roughly $150,000 on emergencies last year. We just want to have something to hold in case emergencies next year.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, welcome.
So, Dr. Galvis, the new position summary, the 384,913, everything in there is, that's really cutting it down to just what we need. No excess.
More excess. I'm going to down also what the board is talking about.
I'm sorry, what was sorry, Mr. Medina, can you tell me again Mr. Rodriguez was talking about the $487,000 is already included in what?
We already made that decision.
You already made the decision, but it's not included in the $1.5 million.
So now we're talking above and beyond that $1.5 million.
Right, because what we said, this $1.5 million stops right here.
These are decisions that
it stops right here. Yeah.
So the house thing that we voted on Tuesday night increases it to 3.5 million.
It's already not in here.
You just updated this, but so you didn't include it yet?
No, this.
That $1.5 million was that number on Tuesday, and so the $487,000 was approved, and so the $1.5 million plus the $487,000, that's what it would be.
I need some water.
Which is that 1989?
The 1989 is the fund balance amount.
That's like what we've got right now left over that we didn't spend. We thought we were going to have to pay for Reyes employee or FF&E.
But we shouldn't dip into that.
Right. So if you look at this, you're looking at the colored numbers.
What we need to do, and I agree with Armando, and that's very right for me to say, is to prioritize the list here and then roll into them based on those priorities and go, as soon as we know our certified values, go in with that and start making these decisions. Because campus-wide facilities, I mean, that's $200,000 up there. Athletic stipends, although, you know, that's the last thing I want to start looking at. Plus the new positions, you know.
But what you've done then is make the budget amendments that at the beginning of the meeting everyone was trying so hard to steer.
Yeah, but I mean, considering the budget crunch that we're in.
So what happens is that you do the budget, you allot for this, and as the money comes in, you refill that money back into the general. It's kind of an either or. You can do it, but if you want to stay away from the budget amendments, it's better if we do this as a package on the front end. And
you want to go in with a budget that's going to be at a negative, and then we're going to deplete our fund balance.
No, I think we've got to get this back with a priority list. Right. But what I'm saying is, like, for example, the textbook adoption, the 286. Mm-hmm. By October, it sounds like we're going to get 250. So the 286 that we put out, we can put 250 back in when the state gives us that. So in so doing, we're only out 36,000 instead of 286,000.
But if we put it in the budget, we're actually putting the deficit. The revenue is not there.
So I guess the question is, outside of updating these sheets,
which end is the recommendation that we?
And I know our situation is a little different this year, but historically, as far as positions and all of that is concerned, historically we've gotten that approved in May, and then the budget, of course, finishes off in June. Reason for that being is that, I mean, if we're absolutely sure tonight, and I was hoping to get some guidance once my portion comes up, as far as I need to advertise for the Reyes positions. So I was hoping that I get those approvals tonight so that I can move forward with posting some of those positions. On top of that, should the board decide at some point, and I was hoping to get that clarification, either tell me no raises or maybe the 1%.
That was the next step that we were going to discuss. Yes. Raises.
Yes. And the reason for that being is that this isn't a push of a button and it's done. You know, we've got to get pay files. We got to get on board with Prologic. So normally it's done in May is so that during the month of June, we can get ready for the July 1 payroll. And so that's why, you know, we need to get, you know, some guidance on what we're going to do and what direction we're going.
In addition to that as well, you do adopt a budget by function, so we definitely need to know what is going to be approved to be able to make those determinations, what function is going to be to fall into, because and that will minimize those budget amendments. So we definitely need to know as far as
what I'm concerned more about, especially at the beginning of the year, I can see the need for budget amendments. What I don't like to see in budget amendments 8 months into the year. Things that we really shouldn't be, you know, doing. I understand with new positions, new people, I get it. But as we're looking at this now, we have to decide increase or no increase. Right? That's the next step.
Well, I think one of the steps was to prioritize.
Well, we got to do that anyway, but I think we need to either say direction.
I think it's to give the direction of, I wish we could go option B, but I think it's to give the direction of option A. Prioritize option A, and then once we start getting a clearer picture, we start putting the priorities within that budget.
Here's why I have an issue with that. Because we just paid $487,000 to add to healthcare, right? And this is, by all means, this is more just my observation. If we don't communicate this in the right manner to our employees, they're going to only hear no raises.
Right.
They're not going to hear that we funded them so they don't see an increase in their health care. Because in a sense, if we didn't fund their health care, they're actually going to see a pay cut because of what they increase their health care costs.
Right. Exactly.
This has to be handled very tenderly, because if you don't, you're going to hear your employees basically say, well, they didn't give us a raise. Well, no, they didn't get the good side of it, which is healthcare.
Well, but if you recall, I explained there were two sides to that. Mm-hmm. And if everybody remembers, we said that right now we were going for the budget, the increase on the budget side, on the district side. And then we were going to come back in the summer after we evaluated some more of the activity and see if there was a downturn. And if not, then we were going to go back and look at the plans, for example, the premium plan, if we needed to make some adjustments, which means probably if we keep it, it's going to probably be at an increased cost. Mm-hmm. So again, this now, the cost that we're talking at that point in time will be to the employee. So the possibility of an increase on the employee side may happen. We're not there yet.
But we're going to couple it with no raise.
And if we do that, yes, then the insurance
that's
will go.
That's why I'd rather not that's just correct. Take it off the board and say no raises. We need to look at option A and option B.
No. So I have a question. Is the $800,000 for workman's comp in here anywhere?
The $800,000. It was on.
Okay, but is it?
Well, I calculated. I started with a negative 1.5.
Yeah.
I added your $1,000,009, which includes both
okay.
the $1,000,001
so
and the
okay.
eight.
Okay, thank you. That's what I mean.
And then I deducted the 47.
Ms. Laughlin.
Yes, ma'am.
May I say something?
At least she's honest.
Yes.
No.
Going back to what you said about the races and health yeah. insurance increase. I've been through that at EPISD where there were no increases, and then, yes, Martha, you can attest to that too. There were no increases, no pay raises, and yet there was insurance increase. So
both.
She saw a drop.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a point here mm-hmm. where you have to get used to it. I'm sorry. We're at this point here. Let it be.
And TEA told us that we're paying good for what?
Mm-hmm. We definitely aren't.
We are.
So are we going? Are we moving on to the other agenda items?
Yes, I'm done.
So,
And Chair, I really feel uncomfortable not presenting at least two options. I don't want to take off the table entirely, because being mm-hmm. focused on just one, we may not see the benefit, because we don't know what the funding is. I mean, it's still kind of up in the air. I'd
That's
still like
correct.
To look at option B. I don't think option C is viable, but I still think we need to look at two options instead of just saying, we're only going to do this.
The only problem is if we look at option B, when we go late into the thing, it's possible miscommunication and we can't afford it. And we could go with both options, but the thing is if we're communicating and then people will still think, oh, there's a possibility of us getting a raise, and at the end, if we're up front with them now, then they'll understand that there's no raise, but the insurance was fixed for them. But if we go,
according to what Kat said, I mean, they're going to still see an increase.
They could.
No, they will.
The premiums.
Well, we did that. We did over there.
You're still going to see it, and but it'll be mid-year. It won't be effective.
Yeah,
it'll
be January.
So I just waived us to that other point.
I don't really like your energy.
One more thing, if I may ask.
3 years ago.
I have to post for a public hearing. We have to post an ad for a public hearing. I just want to make sure that we're still on for the 16th for the adoption of the budget.
What's the last date budget or tax adopt the budget?
The June 30th.
June the 30th?
Yeah.
It's the last day?
I think it's
a you know, I don't see us adopting it on the 16th, honestly.
No. It's too soon.
Yeah, it is. So.
Oh, we're closed?
Technically.
The 23rd?
No, the 16th, we've got a meeting.
You got a regular morning on the 16th?
And then
why is it
you're pretty much closed.
Is it closed for 4th of July?
So, because they closed Central Office.
For the rest of June?
4th of July.
So.
It's the
16th.
They are, but we're not.
Whatever.
I'm working.
Yep. Last year, I believe we did it on the 25th. There was a special meeting on the 25th.
Right. You did it right.
Yeah, we did it.
And you guys will be closing
well,
on Friday.
So maybe you're going to come back to us.
June the 19th, we're closed to Friday.
So
next week and tell us all of this has been reconciled. It all looks better, and this is where we're at.
Because we have to post 10 days, at least 10 days before the adoption, and that has to be on a Thursday because of the way they run the act.
I don't know when he's going to have a final answer.
You're gone?
I'm gone.
Can we do it that week of the...
I'm gone that
the entire week, the 22nd?
Is that why the board will...
That could be why it's...
And then
that
we can do it on the 4th, like the 4th Wednesday that we normally have it, because Central Office is closed. And then we can't do it on the 17th because we've got two board members out of town.
22nd?
And the 15th...
You're out the entire week.
Yeah, the entire week I'm gone.
29?
We can do it on the
29th. It is, but I mean...
No, the Central Office is closed on the 29th.
The entire week?
Yeah.
Of 4th of July?
Yeah.
It's not Thanksgiving, guys.
We take our flight space.
So, let me ask you, after this conversation we've had, this is the closest that the board's gotten to reality on the budget.
Mm-hmm.
What do you all see as being the next step? When can you refigure, reconcile everything, and bring it back to us in a new...
Well, I was just asking Renee, the session ends June 1st.
Okay.
Unless they go into extended.
Yes.
And of course...
That's always possible.
That could go on
until
who knows when. So by the 1st, we will have... Maybe they'll have said yes.
Which is Monday.
Okay. So by that day, we could give new numbers, or maybe on Tuesday...
How about at Ms. Gonzalez's meeting?
But we haven't talked about that yet.
I know.
So, Ms. Gonzalez, how would you feel if at your meeting on Monday?
The first.
They give us the reconciliation of this. Could you do that?
On which day?
On Monday.
Why don't we do it the 8th on the facilities and finance?
Ahead of the
policy. And then we have an action item on that.
No, what I'm saying is, yes, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just get this first step done on Monday. Let's get...
Is that enough time?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
All
you're going to do is take...
Redo page 11.
Yeah. You're going to take a look at numbers, just this page and this page, and combine them into a new page like this. Could you do that by Monday?
Yes, ma'am. And my question is, what about fund balance? Did everyone, were you all in agreement with
Well, that? I would part fund balance out that here's what it still is, the 1-1.
Okay, so leave that in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then follow this format you've done to where you give us whatever the shortfall is. Is this a good format for you?
I like the format. I just want to move options.
Get rid of options. See, that's fine.
Okay.
Makes less work.
Prioritize.
And
the $400,000 on the facilities measure.
Yeah, get rid of the $400,000.
Possible funding through bond.
And that's fine.
I have that down.
Give it a little haircut.
Sure.
And Monday. Incorporate this into it.
So, Renee?
No, Ed. Well,
if
they vote on Monday, how long will it take for us to find out? Will it be Tuesday? Tuesday morning, or?
Well, the budget's been passed by both houses, and it's now just at the governor's desk waiting for signature. So pretty much everything is final, and pending the official
signing.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the signatures, right?
Which is tomorrow, right?
So we could meet tomorrow or go back to a special session, but the numbers in there are pretty much final.
Okay.
You want to post an agenda for Monday?
We have a meeting.
Keep all of this. Take out the board and do you want to do different?
No.
Okay. I have the option.
Because yes.
Is it possible to have it preliminary? Have to have that as a special board meeting ahead of the committees, both committees. Because that way we have the flexibility to not only do it on the first in case of this doesn't go, we also have
the I want it on the 8th for sure. I'm just thinking the first, not so much for action, not so much for anything, but for knowledge, that right now we've got a shotgun blast. Mm-hmm. If she'll take these papers and clean them up, we'll have a rifle. Mm-hmm. And we've got one direction. And we will have now this, mm-hmm. the good news, added and subtracted from this, the bad news. And hopefully we'll have some better numbers. All yes. Or, I mean, this is pie in the sky, and that's not happening.
And all the blue's going back into That's different.
Well, that's what...
Okay, that's what I just asked.
Just leaves that out.
Unassigned.
You know, over in its own column.
Unassigned.
Unassigned, but you still want it in the memo, that's the amount.
No.
Okay, I know, and I know that's what I'm trying to get.
They just said two different things, yeah.
Okay. All the blue stuff that we had on this is going to be going back to the unassigned.
Right, this $1,000,189.
Or the 104?
Yeah. Okay, let's go
all
back.
All this right here?
The 1.189.
This stuff right here.
1.189.
You want to uncommit and put it into unassigned.
Madam Chair,
I'm sorry, have we got the general fund balance consideration?
Sure.
Okay, just so just so we have it for the record, general fund balance considerations.
Did you put everything in the record?
It's being recorded, but I want to be sure that we...
We're on item A2.
So, yes, it's just like this, to where this is broken out.
So, Trustee Rodriguez is wanting 1.189 back in the fund balance.
Right, removed from here.
So yes. From
he wants to make it from committed to unassigned.
Well, I don't feel like I'm ready to do that yet. I think that we've got to keep it, look at it, and I agree with what you're saying, that we need to fill that fund balance back up. But I don't want to fill it up with every bit of this and then go, oh, you know, if we just had $50,000, we'd make it.
That's what we're going to do is pretty much go into it, which hopefully we don't. And but
okay, tell me what you think we want.
So you this is what I do.
Yes, sir.
You want us to take the bid sheet.
Yes, sir.
Add it to here.
Yes, sir.
And add all the priorities.
Uh-huh. These.
Yeah.
Prioritize.
No, not prioritize.
Put them all in.
Yes. And then
you said
priority. I was just
telling you what that up there. Board president. Mm-hmm. So, and then we're going to add this, go look at, and then we're going to subtract it again, and that's going to be the new number.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, and that's what we look at on Monday. Okay. And then as Wednesday comes along, then we look at, okay, we've got this money now. We can take that $1,189,000 and feel secure in putting that back in the general fund.
And they have a meeting on Wednesday?
I say we have two different options then. The other option is putting the all the
whatever your meeting is,
uncommitted into
unassigned.
And then giving us the sheet, of course, putting the revenue side, hopefully that picture. So this would go into unassigned. Then you have the one that Renee put into the actual revenue side. And then you would have options A and B, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you would have them prioritized by administration.
By administration or by the board?
No, by administration. What's most important?
What do you guys see as, I would prioritize, yes, in terms of being able to move them back into play in a particular function. For example, bond.
I think these are priorities.
I think they're in priority.
But they're not from top to bottom. They're not.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Reyes isn't an option.
Reyes is not an option in either position.
It's not an option. The position is not an option. Athletic stipends, it's something everybody called for.
Well, no, the ones I'm saying are options are campus facilities, district-wide facilities, and salary increases. Those three right there, prioritize them.
Out of all of it, salary increases is an option.
That's, to me, the only option, because we the other night spoke that we were putting $200,000 into the campus facility.
Yeah, but we didn't have a bleak picture.
This is, yeah, I mean, that's
true. So we had a 3.5.
It was worse.
I mean, it was worse.
3.9.
Yeah,
we shouldn't be spending if we don't have the funds.
So, I mean, you had...
we just 500,000.
Pardon me?
Those are options that she said. The other option is prioritizing them. And then...
And get rid of C.
Get rid of C entirely.
Okay.
Okay, and the 800,000 from workers' comp, I just want to be clear.
Is included in that $1,989,000.
So that dipping into fund?
No.
No, it's new money.
It's other sources.
It's coming from a fund that we're going to close. We have excess reserves in the workers' comp.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And we're never going to use that fund.
Not for workers' comp.
I know it hasn't been used, but will we ever have to refer to it?
No.
Can you sign it with blood?
I sent you a memo in blood that says that we needed it when we were self-insured, but now that we have insurance to cover that, we no longer need that.
Can you explain the $1.6 million surplus? The $1.6 million in salary savings?
Based on budget, but not in actuals. So.
It is comparing the 15-year budget to where we project to end the year. And basically, Ms. Martha and Anna have gone through and they have done some cleanup to look at all the positions and the dollar amounts to make sure that what's in there is accurate for the budget. We think that maybe there was some leftovers in the last budget cycle. So positions got budgeted for that
never were used.
Would never be used.
In addition, some of those vacancies that existed were probably at the midpoint, and some of those positions were probably hired at less. The turnover and different
11.8
areas.
11.8 that Dominique still talks about.
12.2.
Who put a nickel in him?
Thank you.
So Monday. Mm-hmm. You want two options.
A and B.
A and B.
Back out the $400,000 for facilities master plan. And then
show us the $800,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Show us
the $1,000,001.
The $1,000,001. Show us our current fund balance. Show us how many days that will give us.
Correct.
I think that
hang on, Lonjo. Show us how many days that's gonna give us.
Mm-hmm.
And give us a comprehensive view of what we've talked at tonight and what we've talked about, and that would include these figures. And let us look at that and see how that is going to impact us now so that we're cleaned up, we've got new, and we have an understanding that we don't want to use the $1.189 million. We'd like to replace that. But just give it in a column of the 800,000. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Mondo, tell what you'd like to
know. For information, mm-hmm. For information purposes, I would like to see when you're looking at the fund balance, the total amount from the drawdown of the $20 million when we did our fiscal change.
By Monday.
The fiscal year?
Huh? Well, 4 years.
Can you do that by Monday?
No.
That was 5 years.
I mean, not
years.
Necessarily.
Yeah, we can't do that by Monday, I don't think.
That's not enough.
It should be. Honestly.
Well, basically, it should be 2 months' worth. You save 2 months.
No, he's trying to go back when we changed our fiscal calendar from January to July. There was a surplus of 20. Okay.
The drawdown of our fund balance, it's pretty much budget items. Like, you know,
How was that?
How did it draw down?
I don't know if they can do that by Monday.
I don't think we can do that by Monday.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm still not clear what we're talking about.
So you had a fund balance of $20 million about 5 years ago. I don't know
it's
if you can't pull it
there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you were able to draw down to what we're currently at today. What's our fund balance today? Do you know what the fund balance is at?
It's this one right here.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So from 2013.
No, it's even further than that.
No, 2013 is fine because that's where we drawed it down.
We
last year and the
following
year.
It's 20.
So I'm just saying, how did it draw down from 19 million to 13?
Right.
From 13 to 8. We already have the 13 to 8. We just need the 19 to 13.
You should have that.
We do have that. It's on that one.
It's on the page behind the one that you looked at before.
There you go.
Okay, look. If you look all the way to the right, it's this total going across is the 19,938. Because I knew you were going to ask that question. And so if you look, these are the negatives in the green. Those are the uses. And then the blue is what rolled over to the next year.
Got it. So that was fund balance considerations.
And then,
okay, so yes.
So the other information item was just the cameras and the. And then.
And do you want that to come out of the fund balance?
No, he just wants to know the amount of
information. Because
can we get next Thursday? No?
Yeah,
it's already too late.
Okay.
Well, for our committee meeting. Maybe
for the 8th.
Yeah.
And was that just for videoing in here, or was it for the streaming as well?
We already
just
has the dome.
Video and streaming.
Yeah.
And streaming.
Dominic has the full numbers already. We pulled it out a while back.
Okay.
So
Sonia, I think we've been through A1 and 2.
Yes, ma'am. Item 2B, Human Resources, Mrs. Carrasco, number 1. Discussion of possible action regarding the compensation plan for 2015.
I'm glad I'm glad I'm not her. Keep track of where we're at.
To start off really quick, I just want to give you a little bit of history of what we've done with increases here with our district.
Bless you.
Bless you. In 2006, 2007, manual trades received a 7% increase at midpoint. Clerical paraprofessionals received a 7% at midpoint. Information technology received a 5% increase at midpoint, and admin received a 5% increase at midpoint. Teachers, nurses, librarians received a step increase plus $4,000. To 07-08, there was a 3% increase at midpoint, which was approved for all pay grades. 08-09.
Do you have a copy of that?
No, not that.
08-09. There was a 1.07 increase was approved for teachers, nurses, librarians, and counselors, and that was what was the only thing for teachers in 08-09. 09-10, there was a 2% increase for all, a general pay increase, and a pay increase of $1,025 for all full-time teachers.
When did we start to engage TASB in our salary reviews? What year?
I'll have to go back and look. 2010, 2011, that was when we had the 6-day furlough.
Yep.
11-12, there was a step increase for the Chapter 21 employees, which was our teachers, and a 4-day restoration plus a 1.5 from midpoint for all other employees. On 12-13, there was a 3.5 increase at midpoint for all pay grades, 4% for manual trades. And so it was a 3.5 for all pay grades and a 3.4% for manual trades. 13-14, it was a 2% for all employees. 14-15, we had a 1% for all employees except for the auxiliary employees. We gave a 1.5. So we're now up to decision for 15-16. And of course, I've provided you from our last meeting. You know, what TASB provided, I had provided you various models, and we narrowed it down to the 1%, the 1.5%, and the 2%. On this sheet, you've got both. Remember we talked about, when Luce came in, she talked about a 95% you know, that there were people that were below the 95%. And so you've got the adjustments, the models with the adjustments, and the ones without. Both models include some adjustments to the general maintenance. They're reflected in both models. I strongly urge that we move forward with making sure that these adjustments are made in our general maintenance category. And also there was a pay grade change for the special ed aides. So I've provided you, and have you seen in the budget that you're looking at the 1% at $599,776, and the 1.5 is at the $771,664. I guess now the 2% is out of the question, so we're reduced, not looking at that, and then of course not looking at the additional adjustments. So any questions on that? As I said before, we've usually gone forward and approved our salary increases or what we want to do with that as far as in this month, simply because June is the month that we use to try and reconcile and get all our pay files and all our records ready for the July payroll. So that was one of the things. I also looked at, I've provided you copies of the $20,000 additional stipend monies that were given to Coach Brooks. So that, I believe, is something that everybody was on board to make sure that we had that done. So he's provided this as how he's divvying up the $20,000 that was given to him. So I've provided you that. I've also provided you with these pay scales that TASB has provided you. I also provided you so that you can have a glimpse of the pay scale for the teacher pay at the 1%, 1.5%, and 2%. So I've given you copies of the pay scales because that will be the only pay scale that will be affected. All our other pay scales are provided. It was provided in the packet. So this provides for some adjustments to make our pay scale for teachers more competitive to our neighboring school districts. So depending on the model that's selected, these are the new pay scale that will be used for our teachers.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Sure.
I just want to make sure that when you're looking at that schedule that she just showed you, on this page, on page 12, we have the total amount for Model 1 and Model 2, the 559 and 771.
Mm-hmm. Reflective on there.
And then over here, it's just the local, mm-hmm. back to local dollars.
So those are the...
Those, the pay increases.
Those would be the increases, yes, at the 1% and the 1.5. So going back to page 12 on here, you know, those are the two considerations that were shown on the budget priorities. It would be the 1% and the 1.5. As you can see, TASB has broken it up by pay group. Mm-hmm. For example, you've got your teachers and your librarians at $397,000. You've got administrative personnel at $70,000. So, you know, there is, I guess, you know, it's broken up by employee category or employee group as the different amounts. Yes, Ms. Gonzalez.
Madam Chair, on this one, of course, there's I'm just gonna go to option model 1%. Does that include the total increase, including adjustments?
Yes, everything here.
No, I'm not talking about benefits.
Well, and we already this. Remember that this model is from a snapshot that I've provided TASB, that it was provided in the fall. So currently, we're paying bennies on these folks, and it would just be the difference with the, you know, in the increase. But benefits are already being paid.
So that's a model one.
If they went to 1%, it would only be the insurance, the administrative professional.
It would be the $599,776.
Right, and the auxiliary.
Pardon me?
The 1% would be the teacher, library, nurses, adjustments, administrative professional.
Yes.
Instructional support and auxiliary.
Yes, it includes everybody there.
It doesn't include the office personnel.
The office personnel are included in administrative support.
Yes, but there's no adjustments for them.
No, there is not.
No adjustments, but there is an increase.
There's a very little increase.
Now, on the other side, the increase is based on what is all voted for. If it's the 1%, which is the lowest one, that's the one I'm bringing to you.
But I don't see any adjustments for them. Even
the adjustments are, remember, they're over here on this
right,
side.
Correct. Uh-huh. But I'm looking at the CISD comp ratio adjustment list that you have here.
That's correct.
Okay. You have administrative support. The only ones that got an adjustment on the 1% are the receptionist at the middle school, the attendance clerk, counselor clerk, funding. Is that correct?
Well, what happened on these, remember that Ms. Cadena mentioned that there were some that were could use additional adjustments if they were below the 95% of median. So when they went in there and looked at, if they looked at individual employees, if they were not below the 95%, they were not going to get any additional adjustment. So it didn't go across the board, adjustments across the board. It only went to those that were below a certain percentage. So it's not adjustments across the board. The adjustments were only for those that were below the 95% of median. If the person that, if they were below the 95%, and if they got the raise at the 1% and that brought them up to 95, then they weren't going to get an additional adjustment. It was only those that were below the 95. So therefore, these were just a list that was provided to Ms. Gonzalez because I believe she asked about, you know, who were the people affected.
Yes.
So she provided me a potential list of folks that it looked like these could be affected. So is it everybody? No, because not everybody was below the 95%. So when you see the adjustments, it doesn't mean that every single person in the administrative support was going to get an increase and an adjustment. If it warranted an adjustment, it would come along with it. If it didn't, it would just have the general pay increase that the board awarded across the board.
The only issue I have with many of the positions that I see listed here is that majority have not been in that position for a long time.
Yep.
And basically, Ms. Gonzalez, once we receive the pay files, all of that information, again, this is why I say that, you know, all that information is reviewed again by my staff. You know, we bounce things back and forth with TASB, and that is why I need the time to review and ensure that those files are accurate and that we go back and get our questions answered and, you know, to make sure that there aren't any anomalies on there. So this is, again, the time that's needed so that we can ensure that we're ready for the July payroll.
What I'm hearing, though, from Mary is that it seems that there's some sort of a lapse with secondary school office managers, mm-hmm. that there's a lot of direction being put into elementary, but that it's not happening at a secondary level. Can you explain that, or is there something to explain, or?
Well, we've done, like I said, when we've done the market comparisons across the state, and we've looked at the comparisons, I mean, it's very competitive. So what we have now.
Information with them? Could you get us mm-hmm. the information on the, you know.
On the office managers?
Yes.
Secondary?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I would guess that would mean middle school.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. It would.
Because in this one, it's not going to apply to everyone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going to apply to everyone because it's just that 95%.
Mm-hmm. But she's, you know, this is It took us a long time to catch on. Mary's new to this until...
And that's what I'm saying, that a lot of these positions, the people that are giving an increase are new in this position, and they're going to come in like...
Exactly.
They're going to come in and say, yeah.
And the ones that are out there are like...
But seniority should mean something.
So, you know, I think that the positions that the positions that are being recommended in the budget priorities do not include any adjustments. It's just the general pay increase across the board, the 1% and the 1.5. So it's not looking at any adjustments that you see. You know, I think those appear to be off the table, but we can go ahead and, you know, since it's going to be an increased cost.
I'm sorry, I picked up the...
That's correct. Those are just the straight general pay increase.
Right, but with this adjustment, not the 95%.
Not the 95%, yes. So if you're wanting to do the 95%, I don't know then that Ms. Pekarsky would have to include that in her numbers, if that's what you're asking.
No.
Okay, so I will provide you, Ms. Iglesias, that information so that you can see what TASB has, and then...
And maybe like a little bit, though.
Didn't we see it?
Yeah.
Discussed it?
Yeah, when she came in. So she saw, like, where everybody, you know, where you were compared to the state, certain job categories.
Yeah. If we're not going to increase anybody, we really need to consider it.
Well, that's what I'm asking. If you're looking at the increase, if you're looking at the adjustments on that, then we're looking at this side of the table. Right now, what's being considered in the budget priorities are only these two options,
right,
which has no adjustments to the 95%.
We're only looking at model one. We're not even looking at model two. Model two is 1.5 increase.
Right. So you're not looking at five and six?
No.
Okay. Get that. We're looking at model one, 1%.
The 1%. Okay.
59976.
Okay.
976.
So that's bare minimal what we've got there on
that's
that
right.
one. Okay.
That's the only thing that we're looking at. Now, you need direction because you need a post for Reyes. Is that correct?
Well, what I need to do is you've got, I've given you the positions. So what I need is if the board chooses to go ahead and approve my positions that are funded by SE funding Title I and food service as a group so that we can get those out of the way. I believe there's funding for that.
Can I read that entirely? Just say Reyes positions are
good. Well, by color, correct?
Yes. All the
green, blue, and
we can do the SCE, the Title I, and the food service.
Why can't we just do all of Reyes?
Well, because all of the yellow, we can do that, Reyes. However, if you look under Canutillo High School, there's an at-risk counselor, and it's SCE funding. Mm-hmm. And if I get that position, if you allow me that position, then that will allow me to move one FTE, a counselor position, from the high school to Reyes. And that's how I'm going to get the counselor for Reyes. So I will need that approval for those.
That's the ones you have to delay in posting.
Well, no, and the reason is we're coming up to that penalty free when people can move, and I want to be able to have those posted up so that we can attract some good candidates.
Okay.
Let's do that then.
Can I?
We need a motion.
Can I have a question? So y'all saying that you're going to approve all Reyes positions, the yellow and?
No. She has a particular way with talking.
We're gonna approve green, blue, and pink.
Yes. All of those, because there's funding, my understanding from finance, is that there's funding for those. You know, that's extra funding. Those are not local funds. So then I'm going to go back, Annette, wait. Now I'm going to go back and say we're going to look at the local funds.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get them, attack them by local.
Raise new positions are 561, 580. That's a must-have. In order to open up that campus in August, we must have that money. Right?
That's correct.
So to me, why not just approve it?
That's fine, if you want to do that. But I will also need the SCE.
Okay. I think, okay, so, because we have to make the motion, I would make that motion at 561-580 to approve the raise position.
Yes.
And then above and beyond that, what would you like to have happen?
I would like to have the,
green, blue, and pink, but she already has pink and blue already everywhere else. There's only green positions everywhere else. There's only the SCEs at the other campuses. So it would be the SCEs funded positions, which are...
Well, which means if you do the Reyes and you do the colored ones, you're not approving the extra three custodians, you're not approving the DIAG, you're not approving the English teacher at Canutillo High School, nor the math teacher at Northwest.
Correct.
Nor the ALS secretary, nor the counselor coordinator.
Right now we have to get Reyes over. That to me is the priority. Correct, guys?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay, 561-580 is a go.
Yes, and then the green positions are 352, 343.
That's correct.
With the 12%?
The what?
Sorry.
She likes the best. 394
No, it wasn't with the 12%. You need
394
to
is the green positions that she can get funded elsewhere. It's not local funds. We just need to approve the position in order for her to post to get the positions filled. So it's not going to be local funds that we're expending. It's just other fund sources.
The all of the Reyes, most of the Reyes are local funds.
So we have to expend the local funds to get that happen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are we okay?
Okay, so
I don't have a problem with any of that. So I would be fine. So what that's going to equal is $1,454,000.
No.
Okay.
No. If you do the 352, 344, the 55,000, and the 46,000 from SCE Title I and Food Service, that's a total of 453,561 plus 54,427 and Benny's for a total of 507,988.32.
Okay. So that equals pink, blue, and green.
But not all of
Rays.
No. So can, if we do that,
yes.
Let's get that out of the way.
So
if we can approve those positions.
What we'd like to also do, though, is approve Reyes this evening.
That's correct.
And so to do that, would that suggest that bump us up to the total of...
561,580.32.
That's with Benny?
That's correct. That's 501,411 plus 60,169.32, and that's 561,580. In,
okay, Martha, okay. Help me. I'm looking right here.
Yes, because you're double counting the pink, right?
No.
No, I'm just looking at your total. This on this sheet, mm-hmm. So you've got Reyes yellow, mm-hmm. Generally speaking.
That's correct.
And you have everybody else. You turn to sheet two, and you've got Reyes, I'm sure, in this 845.
That's
in
correct.
Yellow. Mm-hmm.
And all the
first,
other yellows.
All the rest. And that equals $1,454,000.
Yes, but under the yellow, you're not only approving Reyes, you're approving the other, your custodians, DIAGs.
Yes, I've got you.
Yes, okay.
So it's everybody.
Everybody, yes.
Everybody's, I understand.
Yes.
We're going to give you a math teacher. We're going to give you a counselor coordinator. We're going to give you all of that.
You're suggesting 1,454,000.
No,
tonight.
I'm not.
Not tonight.
I'm asking for the difference.
Not tonight.
She needs to post.
No.
She doesn't need the math teacher, the English teacher, the custodians, the diagnostic, the custodians at other, look, here, Adrian.
The 352?
Like at
I understand that the 352, 344 is without Benny's. When you type in the Benny's, that's 394, okay? That's
to 453.
Where do you get to 453? I don't know where you get the 453.
I didn't get it.
453 is if you add SCE funding, Title I funding, and food service funding. That gives you 453,561 plus 54,000 in Benny's.
So here's what
that's
we're trying to do today. We're trying to get Ray's position.
Okay, then let's just do that.
But we can do these others because we've got the money for them. That's not an issue.
Because
507.
Yeah.
the funding on these is fine. So what we want to do is approve $561,580 for positions at Reyes, as well as $507,000 for pink, blue, and green.
Yes.
On the nose.
So, do you want to make the...
507,988?
Yes.
So
and that was with...
Motion for 561,580 for Reyes new positions. So moved.
I'll second that.
Ms. Fritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Holmes?
Yes, to what everybody said.
Yes. Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
That's the Reyes.
No.
No?
Yes.
He said no.
He said no.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
The colored and Ms. Reyes?
Yes.
Motion passes.
So.
Do you want the other one?
Yes.
The 394. 394-625-28 for SE funded positions, RTI teachers, at-risk counselors, and diagnosticians. So moved.
Wait. Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes, RTI, at-risk counselor, instructional code and food service. Yes.
Because we have that money, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. These are all.
I'll second that.
The color.
And so do we need a dollar amount?
I need a 394-625-28. That's with Benny's. Yes.
No.
No.
No?
No. It's
507-988-32.
I'll withdraw my 507. Okay. I withdraw my motion as well. 507 what?
988-32.
Okay. Motion for 507-988-32 for non-local funded positions.
Thank you. Motion made. Seconded.
Yes.
Ms. Fritz.
My second.
Yes.
Second.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ms. Carrasco, now if you could come back to us with this cleaned up now to reflect what's left over.
Okay.
We've got the math teacher, the English teacher, the other yellow people.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
correct.
Madam Chair, we had asked the grant writer to be part of those positions before, and it hasn't been put in.
No, that's part of the blues.
Miss Fritzy, we did put it in, but I think at the last meeting they said we could take it out.
And then that, but which one were we going to add it to? The counselor coordinator or to what? I don't remember.
The grant writer. We were adding it to the duties for this coming year. We're going to be added to Mr. Leon, and I believe. Shane Griffith also was in agreement with that he would oversee some of those duties.
Is
and
there
so
writing grants too?
For whatever it's worth, I do not agree with that.
I can put it back in there.
With all due respect, I don't think that they have the education behind it to be able to produce good grants.
I will go ahead and put it back in, and we can talk about it at our next meeting.
Yeah, I don't feel.
Trustee Fritzy, you did recommend adding it to the counselor coordinator.
To the counselor coordinator, I think it's Ms. Georgia.
Yeah.
I do remember saying something about adding it to the counselor coordinator.
Also, the duties there to the grant. Okay.
If we are getting a person that is a counselor coordinator, they do have the background and should have the education to be able to do grant writing.
And should have
There's no.
May I interrupt?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case that they've had background in counselor, a high school academic counselor. Again, I'm not sure about the educational requirements for a grant writer, we can
still a grant writer, right? So long as you get the
money. That was an idea.
Yeah.
How about, let's just, I mean, we've been through this. I know you haven't, but I mean, we've seen it, this board's seen it over and over again. Okay, we'll just let them. I said this, so they can do that.
Like an individual person.
I think we need its own person. We need to give it a chance and do it right.
I'll put it back in.
Because we also need someone to make sure that the guidelines, along with the grants that are being written, that they're
to the
team. So that we don't.
And if it works, they'll fund themselves the next year.
Like our auditors, they make their own.
Yes, approval of
and what are we doing?
Special board meeting.
No, we have a policy meeting.
And what?
You can just give a directive to add it to the ones that aren't funded.
I'll put it in.
Yes.
I'll put that in.
That's what we're going to do.
Now.
To add the grant writer to the yellow people who haven't been approved yet.
Okay. And then, of course, the PEZ is already included in the budget, so when you approve the budget, that should be covered there. What about the stipends? Do you want me to bring those back, or is that some?
I have one question on the stipends.
Okay.
This is girls and boys?
That's correct.
Okay. We have been talking $20,000.
Yes.
Which is the UIL athletics.
Athletics. This is how Coach Brooks divvied up the money.
Does Coach Brooks overlook the shooting? But it's overseen by UIL.
Action on this.
If you want, we can just do the $20,000 for athletics, and that we can go ahead and get that taken care of.
Sorry.
I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. So we've got the $20,000 athletic stipends.
We shouldn't be making any more decisions outside of that.
Well, it is part of the compensation plan.
True, but I mean, is this something you need to move on right now? Do you need?
Takes it off the plan.
If you want to wait, we can do that.
No, is it going to hamper any things for July payroll?
No.
Because that's why we made the changes for Reyes and for the compensation, is holding off on this until the 16th or the 8th or whatever. Is it going to hurt?
Not on this.
Okay.
On the pay. When are we talking about to know definitely on the raises?
Because if
we're waiting on that until June the 16th, which is our next board meeting, it's not going to.
We're going to have two board meetings.
I won't have anything ready for July payroll. It won't happen because you're only giving me the 2 weeks.
For the stipends? Yeah. Well, we did back pay in September, so I don't see why it'd be that difficult.
No, I'm not talking about stipends. I'm talking about the pay raises. If there's going to be an approval of a 1%, I need, you know, if we're waiting until June 16th, they won't be ready for the July payroll.
Yes,
as well as we need to provide you information by function. So, again, if these are going to be approved, we need to know if they're going to be approved now to be able to include it in our numbers.
I agree.
So you're saying the $20,000 that would be approved?
No, the salary increases.
Salary increases, no, we can't.
I don't think we can make that decision tonight. Does anyone feel like I don't think we can do that? I think that maybe next week we can do that.
On Monday?
I don't know about Monday. You can write it for action on Monday if you want to have a special board meeting.
That's what we do.
Head of the committee?
Put it in both.
Or,
maybe.
But you all have to be able to be ready to bring it to the table.
But we're going with the 16th for the budget hearing. That's what we're saying.
I don't know. Mother, you're not going to be in anything.
We don't know the answer to that right now.
Because I need to know by Monday, because noon, to be able to post it, to send it to the paper for them to post by Thursday. Because we need 10 days.
Mother, when does your conference start? On the 17th?
16th. I fly out on the 16th.
In the,
is that a Monday?
Yeah, they fly out the 17th.
Is that a Monday or a Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Why don't I have it on Monday?
Letty can't be here.
Where are you flying?
Madam President,
is
there an option at all of not having a meeting on Monday? I don't have some of the backup. I haven't posted, and to do it maybe on a Wednesday, and that allows them more time if your schedules permit that, and it'll have to be more information for you.
Wednesday next week?
Yes.
So that would be the 3rd?
Wednesday we're flying out.
No.
The following. That's the 3rd.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we should have a meeting on Monday. I mean, if that's the case, we should just call it a curriculum workshop within the discussion board. You know, we're all going to be present for the workshop.
Are you good with moving your meeting till Monday? I mean, Wednesday.
Or just moving your items to the special board meeting so we.
I don't know who schedules them. They don't check with me. They just schedule them. I don't like it.
And I don't like it if they get moved just like that.
Do you want me to call you tomorrow and we'll talk about it, and then I'll call Sonia? Does anybody here have a problem with Wednesday, if it's okay with Letty? That would be Wednesday the 3rd. Okay.
How about Thursday?
I have a CAD board meeting.
Saturday before graduation. You didn't realize you had to be there at 8?
A.M.
Before 8.
A.M.
Okay, she calls me tomorrow. Sunday?
Wow. I don't think we can
Sunday
do that.
After church. There's something about a Sabbath in there somewhere.
So you got your raise.
I got it. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, we're going to
okay,
post.
So
yes,
about the raise. Item 3.
Oh, I thought you said raise.
No.
Raise. I said, when did that happen? Raise and raise.
The raise is
today
already
be,
in
so.
There.
1%. Only 1%. We're not looking at 1.5.
Okay.
I don't care what the financial advisor is.
Because we did see some raises that we pulled out.
Yeah, and you know, I used to actually
and I think
taste
there was
them.
Still
now
some
I can't taste it because of you.
What?
You take them all.
Did they adjourn?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
No, ma'am. No. I think this is a
so I'm pretty sure we did this.
Yeah.
Yes. We spoke about
we
it, but I think you wanted to talk about it.
I think you had some last questions, and I was going to dial into well, I don't think on so it's all up to you.
We're pulling it out.
It's going on under the phone.
Is that good with it, that it's not as... It's not a front burner thing right now. We're looking at it to be a bond issue. Yeah. Tell me if I'm wrong, y'all. I'm just trying
no,
to bring
no,
that.
I think everybody here's on the same
and
page.
And that we can look at this like in January.
Bring it to the 8th.
Well, what do we need? We've already approved the contract.
Two different things. You're saying 8th, January.
January.
I'm just going,
January
well, I guess we've got all the funding.
Well, yeah. I don't know if I feel comfortable also putting it out of bond money.
Okay, yeah,
it's
we don't, it is $400,000, so it's going to have to.
Can we bring it back to my committee?
Yeah,
okay.
But when?
For the 8th.
Okay.
June 8th,
that's correct.
Is there any additional information you need or any further clarification you need?
We did talk about phasing.
ZBAC.
Mm-hmm. And get ZBAC on board.
Okay.
I know, that's a hard thing, but see what you can do.
Okay, we'll have a meeting with
what
you.
Do you need any information as far as how the other district paid for it?
Yeah, if you can provide that information to CBAC.
Okay.
That way that
I'm just saying
that. Yeah, no, that's genius because they have to see that how other districts are doing it, and we should be paying us out of unbalance. We're making the most out of our bond money, and it should be coming out of the bond.
Okay. So just to clarify, I'll be bringing back the item to your Facilities and Finance Committee meeting to be funded through bond. We'll also seek, investigate what other districts have done recently, how they funded
correct.
It. And anything else?
And CBAC.
And CBAC.
Okay, CBAC. Just making sure.
That's it?
Okay.
So is there anything we can tell you to make you feel more comfortable?
That you found $2 million in checks.
No, I mean that she didn't want to pay for it.
That
bond.
We had a generous donation of...
Is there anything about the program that you want to have clarification on, whether or not it's a benefit to the district, whether or not
it's...
Okay, is there anyone that needs further clarification as to why we need to have it done, or clarification
why?
Is...
Why it fits in the bond? No?
No.
No?
Okay.
Okay.
So this will come back on June the 8th to Adrian's committee.
With a special board meeting.
With CBAC. Mm-hmm. Giving some input into
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we really need more than just all of us going, oh, yeah, it's good to do the bond money. We need somebody to tell us who is the...
You need to talk to bond council.
Exactly.
You need to talk to.
Steve.
Well, mainly bond council.
And make sure that we're not
it's,
stepping
it's,
out on
it's
a limb.
It's legit.
Yeah, that
it's a legitimate payment from Bond.
Yeah, you want a formal letter from?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get that for you.
And that would be instrumental in feeding to the CPAC committee.
Thank you.
It's okay.
You've already negotiated rate. How long is that rate due for? 30 days?
Okay, yes.
30 days?
30 days from? From when?
Well, actually, you have 120 days from the day that, 120 days from the day that we actually accepted their offer.
Which was?
Okay, and that goes back to April. I need to check back the date.
So July.
The other thing I'd like to propose that we provide you is a list of balances within the different projects that remain. In particular, there's one where we'll be pairing up with El Paso Water Utilities here in the coming months for a $1.2 million underwater sewage connection from CMS to the sewer piping.
They're going to do that now?
They're mobilizing now. It's taken a long time. We're paying for it, and then we're turning
about
over.
To come.
This is sewer. This is just sewer.
No, I mean in the river. Are you talking about where we're going under the river?
Oh, it's going completely under the river. Doesn't matter if there's water there or not.
So that's where they've had all winter when it's dry.
Oh,
and
yes, spring.
That's where the initial savings was, right?
So initially there was some kind of a lot of money, and they thought there was savings, but there wasn't. Something happened back before me.
But that's part of that.
There is some there because the project is slated to be about 1.2, 1.3 million, and we have budgeted 1.8. So we've got some funds there as an example.
Yeah.
So we'll be bringing that forward
to you. Can you bring the items and see how much you
yes,
have
we will.
Or leftover.
Okay. That as well as the unfinished projects.
Yes, ma'am. We'll have it.
Okay.
Item B. Discussion possible action regarding IMAP materials, i.e. textbook adoption, amount $286,000.
Can we just approve $120,000?
Yes.
But you said you were going to come back in July. Why all of a sudden?
Because it's still part of this budget process for 15. I see there's a reason.
You told me that you were going to come back in July with this, but
no, I said we'd have to, yes, for July 1. You're right. You were right.
Okay.
However, it's part of this
budget year.
So I have to let, and you have to approve it, so I don't go to IMAP jail.
You're not going to spend it right away.
She won't spend it till July 1.
Till July 1.
I won't spend it until July 1.
But you just need to have books the first day of school.
July
2. And with the 520, we...
4210? Are you going to use the 4210 account?
No, we're gonna.
We won't even do the PO.
We're not gonna get them until next year. So, are you asking me? Are we gonna do a PO out of 1410 or 1310?
Hold it off.
A balance sheet. You want a prepaid, so that she can.
But the money's coming from this year.
She's gonna order them on the first.
July 1st.
So, we don't need to do a prepaid.
I'm not gonna order them until the next budget year.
We're gonna get reimbursed, are we not?
Well, if we get the 140
in September.
September, the 250.
If we get, yeah, do your dance and make.
So, Adrian, in so doing, if we've heard everything and we're all together tonight, we'll be left holding $36,000 instead of $286,000. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. It's like the light.
But it's not like you're paying very well.
Discussion of possible action regarding IMAP materials.
Well, I'm just saying. And I should have said this in the budget. Can we go back to that item?
No, we can just tell it.
It's time for discussion.
It's your textbook.
The 286 goes under the budget. And that's already, if we're voting on it, we're seriously need to look at the revenue side, which that means we have to take a serious look at open enrollment at the board. If you look at 10 students, at 60,000, hopefully we could get 10 and 20.
You need to know, Mr. Rodriguez, I do believe right now, and I can get you that figure, how many right now, but only with, I can only tell you elementary, but I could probably look at how many we have. I know how many we have at Northwest. I can tell you how many we have at elementary that have already registered for enter. But we haven't turned any away.
That's what I'm saying is we should just have the policy.
I know, but the thing is we're doing it, but they have to come in and do a transfer for us to keep track of it. So So we're
because if you just open the doors, you can't track it.
That's right.
They're still going through student services.
You can still track it when they register.
Right, but we're doing it right now. We've been doing it. We did it all last
so
year.
So is there a policy in place that says no, or?
Mm-hmm. No.
Can we just research that then?
It's FD. I can have it.
We've had it for NEXUS, and we pretty much, we just do it case by case.
I have not, since I have been associate soup, I have not denied. I denied two. I denied two because they had ankle bracelets.
That's a good reason. Yeah. So we got to get, let's get back to our textbooks. Okay.
Or attendance, because that misses.
So moved.
They're not there.
They're not there.
Okay, motion made and seconded to get our textbook adoption in the amount of $286,000. Anybody else want to speak?
Mrs. Christie?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Menino?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes.
No.
Item 4, adjournment.
I'd really like, before we adjourn on this item, will you keep us posted on this specifically that, you know, here comes the money, so that we're not just, you know, left out.
So you'd like to know, like, for the IMA funds, exactly how much we get and when we get it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that the money came and then it's been put back.
And, yeah, so that we see the exchange.
Sure, ma'am.
No issue, no problem.
That back and all we're up to the 36.
Are we actually getting, so the IMA, which is possibly allocated by the button, by the Senate? Or
it's already been approved, yes.
Hasn't been signed.
It's right.
But is there any technicality to say that that's going to be in the next round of adoption?
What do you mean?
I don't really know.
I mean, what's the wording on what the budget writers did or the bill?
Right now, it said
say it won't go into effect.
No, the bill said, according as the one on May 25th,
said
that it would be dispersed. It looks like it will be dispersed
this year.
This year,
this since
they're not going to hold it back.
And then, I think what you're asking, Mondo, is what happens thereafter. It's.
It was increased. Mr. Leon has it there.
Yeah, 100.
It was just fun, yeah.
And that's for the next 2 years total.
So for the next biennium?
But they're going to put them up. Yeah, they're not going to hold them. They're going to give it to us.
What bill is that?
It's just IMA.
It has to be a Senate bill or something. Do you know what bill
it is? It was probably in it's just the budget.
Four?
Is this about 4.1? Four is the high quality pre-K.
Right.
I mean, it's very high quality. We already did it. It's just.
Okay. Everybody.
I can research that for you, Mr. Rodriguez. Yes? You want to make sure? I'll see. Let me see what I can find in my updates, okay?
And then update the what had happened when buying.
Yes.
And then when the money comes. I stole somebody's pen.
You can have another one.
Oh, no, I don't want to steal your pen. No, that's yours. I stole someone else's. Whose is this? CTE.
How was lunch?